afternoon. The World Series is on the air. This is Tony Winkie speaking to you from the Yankee Stadium in New York. Again, the play-by-play description of the fifth game of the 1936 World Series is brought to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company. Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. Ansel Ford, and your local Ford and Lincoln Zephyr dealers. Your play-by-play announcer for the fifth game of the World Series will be Bob Elson. Now I'm going to turn the microphone over to Neutral's eighth commentator, Gabriel Heater of WOR Newark.
Thank you, Tony Wickman. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, it's do or die for Bill Terry and his Giants today. It's Armageddon. Another victory for the Yankees in the World Series of 1936 will be another chapter for the winter book, the Hot Stove League of Poignant Memories. But a victory would put the Giants in the running again, and everyone in this great stadium seems to sense that we're standing at the crossroads or sitting. Mr. Terry stands today where Horatio stood at the bridge, where Jeff stood at the mound, where Jack Dempsey stood as he crawled back into the ring after the wild bull of the Panthers had tossed him out. He's on his own 2-yard line, it's make or break, and which of these is to be, the next 2 hours may tell. Listening in on the average fan in his seat, you hear two schools of opinion today. Here's one of them. When you beat Hubble, you beat the Giants. When Hubble can't win, no one can. The dynamite in those Yankee bats will write the word finish today to the baseball saga of 36. But for everyone who talks that way, I hear another who says the Giants are best when they're fighting with their backs to the wall. Cross them and they fight. That's how they won the pennant in their own league. Best when the umpires counted nine. When the fates are ready to draw the curtain. When the forecasters say it's all over but the shouting. Then watch those Giants. And there you have it, the affirmative and the negative. The American League and the National, the Harlem Hooters and the Bronx in game number 5. Play the game today, the stands would show thousands of vacant seats. This must be a sad day for speculators. Even the rooftops which were jammed yesterday are all covered with Monday morning watch. Where hundreds hung on for dear life yesterday, today there are nightgowns, underwear, table linen hanging under a hazy sky. And that riotous applause you hear now is all for the gentleman known as Al Schott. Today Al is putting on a new act. He went way out to center field, put on a raincoat instead of his swallowtail, a gray fedora instead of the battered high hat, flanked by two special officers on his right and left, followed by the band, he comes marching down triumphantly to shake hands with Mayor LaGuardia. And it does make a funny spectacle. Al and the mayor, and he puts the mayor's hat on now, and the mayor puts his glasses back over his curly black head. The mayor stands up and whispers something to Al. Al whispers back, puts his hand affects something around them. Now they make a field day for the photographer. Al, like some distinguished visitor, coming to pay his respects to New York, the mayor reaching in his pocket for something, must be the keys to the city. No, it just is glasses, and it is a field day for everybody in the stand. It's a bit of life we need here. Because, frankly, this was a dull, gray, dreary morning before game time. For the first time, there were bleacher seats going begging. Maybe it's Blue Monday, maybe it's the Yankee Runaway. Whichever it is, there was a funereal quiet here during practice. It made a strange contrast to yesterday. Only a few days ago, hundreds were lined up all night to buy the priceless stuffing.
We've had drama of all kinds here and at the Polo Grounds. Hubble in the rain, Gomez making his slightly erratic but sensational comeback. The Simmons fighting every inch and putting on, to my mind, the best pitching exhibition we've had here. Pearson yesterday taking all the punch out of Giant bats. Lou Gehrig's powerful shoulder sailing in to beat a ball and sending it sailing to the land from which there's no returning. Sam Bolesley coming in twice as a pinch hitter and making good each time. We've had miracle catches and incredible stops, yet somehow this moment now seems to be the most impressive of all. Underlying it, over it all, you feel a sense of hushed expectancy. Yankee rooters know that one more game spells world champion. Giant rooters know that one more game puts them into the running again. And now we're almost ready. Pitchers warming up, bats which came out on wheelbarrows stacked high, a half dozen boxes of new balls for which fans fight as they might for home and mother, and the groundskeeper army in brown doing its own final stuff. I tried to check with a number of experts, and I find a universal agreement among writers and old fans. The umpires in this series have been doing a workmanlike job. While we're on the subject of workmanlike jobs, I'm going to ask my friend Walter Winchell to toss one of his choice orchids to the New York City Police Department for their job. A job in handling a record-breaking crowd and doing it well. 45,000 at the Polo Grounds, 65,000 here yesterday. Thousands turned away outside, yet there wasn't a time when anyone or anything was jammed. Traffic moved, all the police are polite, everyone smiled. There's no crowding, it's an admirable job and well done. And now, with a song in their hearts and a prayer on their lips and a do or die in their eyes, the Yanks and Giants take the final drink. The new stick of gum, which goes in as the practice stick comes out, and I suppose looking down into the Yankee Stadium, both Giant and Yankee sides, the stronger boys take something which looks like an old-fashioned chew instead of chewing gum. And the clock in center field tolls its fatal minute. What the day will bring, time alone will tell. Everything seems to depend on Hal and his ability to silence those Yankee bats. Maybe Hal will prove to be the man to do it. And for the Yankees, roughing the red. The man who came out of the Black Diamond Empire of Old King Gold with a splendid career on the baseball diamond. There are many experts here who feel that roughing pitched a fine game in the opener against trouble. Far better even than the final score shows. And maybe he's going to turn in another today with better luck. However, we're almost ready for game time, and I'm going to turn you over to Bob Elson, the WGN, who gives you those dramatic close-ups of play-by-play on the field. Bob Elson.
Thank you, Gabe. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to you now from right up here above the home plate in a section of the press stand at the Yankee Stadium in New York City. Gabe has given you his usual colorful description of all the preliminaries, and they're setting here for the fifth game of the World Series between the Giants and the Yankees. The umpires are down here in front of us, right near the home plate. The pitchers are Schumacher, a right-hander for the Giants, and Ruffing, a right-hander for the Yankees. The photographer is getting a picture now of the captains, Jackson and Gehrig, with the umpires and the field announcer. The umpires today will be Furman, who did such a splendid job in the rain back of the plate the first day. At first, guy from American League at first today with Furman back of the plate. Major Kurtz at second and Summers at third. Now the batting order for the Giants. Moore in left field, Bartell at short, Perry first, Ott in right, Ripple center, Mancuso catching, Whitehead second, Jackson third, and Schumacher pitching for the Yankees. Quercetti short, Rolfe at third, DiMaggio center, Gehrig at first, Dickey the catcher, Selkirk in right, Powell in left, Missouri at second, and Ruffing will do the pitching. Well, the Giants are all ready to go to bat now for the fifth game of the 1936 World Series, broadcast with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company and the Ford and Lincoln Zephyr dealers of America. We have another ideal day for the ball game today. It's a perfect setting. New York Giants really have their backs to the wall today, and it's do or die, now or never. They dropped this game today. The complete 1936 World Series is history.
Joe Moore is the first man up. A lot of empty seats up here on the upper deck today. It'll take a Giant victory to really restore that intense interest that there was here in New York in those first three games. Now the series stands 3-1. Here's the first pitch of the ball game. Over the plate, and he whacks it. Fair hit down the left field line. It's hitting the barrier out there. Joe's rounding first base. He's on his way to second. He slides, and he's safe at second. He started his slide that time, but as he started to go down, he saw that he could make it without the slide, and so naturally, a player usually doesn't slide unless he has to, because there's always a chance of an injury. Moore stayed up and gets into second base standing up. It's a two-bagger off of Ruffing right down the third baseline. The ball hits inside the bag about 2 feet, sharp hit on the ground. Here's Bartell up. That's Moore's third hit of the series. Bartell, a right-handed hitter, facing Ruffing. Rolfe has gone in close, expecting a sacrifice here. Lou Gehrig at first base is playing in a little bit. The pitch, fastball, low and outside, a ball. Joe Moore leads off with a nice double down the third baseline. Powell got over to the railing first in a hurry, played the ball on the rebound off the, out there, and got it back in a hurry, but Moore goes into second base standing up. Now Ruffing is getting a sign again. The next pitch, Bartell swung at and fouled right back into the screen. Count is ball one and strike one for Bartell. Joe Moore on second base. Nobody out. First half of the first inning of this, the fifth game of the World Series. The pitchers are Ruffing, a right-hander, and Schumacher, a right-hander. Schumacher started once before, you know, didn't have his control, and was wrapped out of the box. Now Ruffing is ready as the next pitch. Bartell drives one down the right field line. It's a safe hit. The ball is rolling out there against the wall. Bartell is bounding, coming into second base. The run is scored. It's a two-bagger for Bartell, scoring another run. And the Giants are leading here. Two doubles, one down the left field line and one down the right field line. That one was hit down the right field line. A line drive over Gehrig's head. It hit out there about 20 feet inside the line, rolled back and off the barrier. Felkirk played the ball fast on the rebound and got it back in, but it was too late. It's a two-bagger scoring a run. Looks like these Giants mean business here today. Here's Perry up. Left-handed hitter. Now Ruffing is getting ready. First pitch is a nice curve right in there around his knees for a called strike. And on second base, a run in from the Giants. Ruffing is getting a sign now. Here's the next pitch. Powell back into the stands. It looked like Bill, from the way he moved his feet that time, was trying to place the ball in the left field. Perry backs up. That was Bartell's sixth hit in the series. He doubled, scoring Moore. Ruffing looks back around the infield to see that everybody's in place. The Giants are batting. First half of the first inning. Ruffing is ready to pitch again to Perry. He swung at a curveball right around his waist and struck out. Perry struck out. One gone. It brings up Mellott. Here's Mellott up. Mellott's made four hits in the series. Run is scored. Bartell is on second. Out is up at the plate. Perry went down on strike. Ruffing is getting a sign. I've looked at the first pitch. It's low and outside for a ball. Ball one. Powell in left field. DiMaggio in center. Felkirk in right. Felkirk is playing deep. DiMaggio is playing plenty deep. The infielder is playing in normal position, playing back. This is getting ready again. Here's the next pitch to Ott. Hits the ground ball through the box. The shortstop is behind second base. Up with it over to first base, and he's out. Priscelli to Gehrig. It advances Bartell to third. Mellott hit a sharp ground ball through the box, but Priscelli was playing him over close to the bag. Moved over hurriedly behind the bag, picked up the ball, and fired it over to Gehrig to get his man. Short to first, ball to second out. Here's Whipple. In the meantime, of course, Bartell advanced to third in the play. Here's Whipple. He's made three hits in the series, a home run and two singles. Now Ruffing is ready to pitch to him. First pitch, he hits foul down the third baseline. Ripple splashed the liner down the third baseline into the lower box seat, but foul. Sherman of the National League is the umpire in chief today, back at the plate. Summers of the American League at third. Major Kurt, National at second. And Geisel, American League at first. Ruffing is ready to pitch again to Ripple. It's a Texas leaguer in the left field. It's a hit, scoring another run for the Giants. Ripple comes up with a Texas leaguer in the left field, scoring another run for the Giants, and they're leading 2-0 now. Ripple dropped his Texas leaguer in front of Powell in left field and moved in fast for the ball, but couldn't get it in time. No chance of a play. Just threw the ball into second base to hold Ripple on first, and it brings up Mancuso, the catcher. There's a man on first base. Here's Gus up. First pitch, he hits one safely in the right field. The ground ball There's the man on first base, Whipple, rolling around second base on his way to third, and he's safe at third. Mancuso slashed the ground ball to Gehrig's right, into right field. The foot runners on first and third now for the Giants. And the next man to come up is Whitehead, who as yet has not made a hit in the series. That was Mancuso's fourth hit in the series. Well, the Giants starting off as though they mean business out here today. And they have to. It's now or never. Man on first, the man on third. Here's the second baseman, Burgess Whitehead up, facing roughing. Two runs are in. There's a drive foul down the first baseline. A low liner hit foul by Whitehead. One strike. Now the new ball is tossed into the game. Ruffing takes his glove off, drops the ball up in his hands. The Giants have scored two runs here in their half of the first inning. There's two outs, and they have runners on first and third. Ruffing opposing Schumacher. Red's getting his sign again. Here's the next pitch to Whitehead. There's a hard hit in the right field by Whitehead. Scoring another run. Mancuso stops at second. He smashed a hit, a low liner about waist high between Gehrig and Lazzari into right field. Three runs are in now, and the Giants have runners on first and second. Next man to come up is Jackson. That's the fifth hit of the inning. That is Whitehead's first hit of the series. Three runs and five hits. Yankees are in a huddle out there now. Gehrig draws it over, talking to Ruffing. Next man to come up is Jackson. Whitehead on first. Mancuso on second. It's already out there now. Jackson hits a high fly to left center. DiMaggio's going way back. He's going to get under it. He's under it now, and he has it retiring the side. Two men are left on the bases, and that's the end of the first half of the first inning.
Well, the New York Giants are on the field. Joe Moore in left field. Jim Ripple in center. Mel out in right. Joe is just walking into left field now, adjusting his glasses. Jackson's on third. Bartell on short. The second base is Burgess Whitehead, who just made his first hit of the series. And Bill Terry, the manager, is on first. Gus Mancuso is the catcher, and Hal Schumacher, a very fine right-hander when he's right, is the pitcher. First effort in the series, he wasn't right. He couldn't control that sinker of his, and consequently was getting himself in the hole and had to throw one right down the middle, and the boys were clowning it. Now the first man to bat is Frisetti. The Giants came up with three runs in their half of the inning. Here's Frisetti up. He's made seven hits in the series. Right-handed batter. Now the wind-up in the pitch. Fastball, low and inside, a ball to Frankie. Looks like he was going to punt the ball. He had his bat shortened, but the pitch was a little bit too low, and he stayed away from it. Schumacher wipes his hands with the front of his uniform. Gets ready out there now. Now the wind-up in the next pitch for Cassetti. A fastball right around his knees. A called strike. The count is one and one. Ball one, strike one. Cassetti registers a mild squawk on the pitch. Frank is back in the batter's box now. Pulls his cap down firmly on his head. It's already out there. Schumacher winding up. Here comes the next pitch. There's a ball a little bit outside, just above the knee. Ball two is strike one. The umpires, by the way, have done a very fine job in this series. Their work has been all that could be desired. Winding up again, here's the next pitch. He swung at a fastball and missed it, right around his knees. Schumacher threw in the dark one that time. Frankie Frisetti swung from his heels and missed it. And the count is two and two. Frankie's played some swell ball in this series. Great game at short, and he's done some fine hitting with seven hits. Schumacher's getting his sign again. There's the start of his motion. Here comes the next pitch. Strike three, struck him out. He threw him the sinker right in around his knee. A quick stop on the ball, and he's out for the first out. Frisetti was called out on strike. Here's the third baseman, Red Rolfe. He's made five hits in the series. balls up. He bats left-handed. Here's the wind-up on the pitch. Fastball right over the plate. Knee-high as ball strike. Nobody on the bases for the Yankees. One out. Last half of the first inning. The Giants scored three runs in their half of the inning on five hits off of Ruffy. Schumacher winds up again. The next pitch. Fastball. He hits a long fly ball in the left center. Center fielder is over. In and has the ball. A beautiful drive and catch by Whipple. Whipple was playing and way over in right center field, and he had to move over into left center very fast. The ball dropped hurriedly, and Whipple made a beautiful dive for the ball and came up with it to get the call for the second out. It was the second beautiful fielding play that Whipple has made in the series. Whipple was playing well in deep right center. He had to move over fast into left center, and the ball dropped hurriedly. He was moving in fast. He made a dive for the ball and caught it. The ball was still plenty far out for the second out. It was a beautiful play by Jim Whipple, the Giants center fielder. Here's DiMaggio, and the first pitch is wide at the knee for a ball. 0-1.
Some of those balls, some of those pitches, the way they're hit, depending on the stuff on the ball, they take an awful funny motion after they start out there in the air. That ball dropped hurriedly. It hit very hard. Winding up again, here's the next pitch to Joe. Right over the plate. Ball strike. Joe DiMaggio has five hits in the series. Ball well and strike one on Joe. Two out and nobody on the bases. Here's the windup in the next pitch. Fastball low and inside. The ball makes this ball two and strike one. Giants have Jackson on third. Bartell on short. Whitehead at second. Perry first. Out in right. Ripple center. Joe Moore in left. Mancuso catching. And Hal Schumacher is the pitcher. This is the fifth game of the World Series. The Giants are ahead 3-0. Pitch hits a bounding ball. Jackson at third. Going to be close. There goes over to first base. He's out. Perry made a one-handed stab of Jackson's high throw. Jackson had to move to his left for a high bounding ball. The ball was hit so hard that Jackson had to back up so he'd have that bounce timed perfectly. He caught it off a high bounce, got it over to first base, a high throw, and Perry made a nice stab to retire the side. All right, Tony.
Ripple gets a grand hand from the crowd as he comes in. Rattati was the first man up for the New York Yankees. He struck out. Then Ripple made a beautiful running dive to get Rawls' drive, and that made it two down. DiMaggio followed, and he went out. Jackson to Perry to retire the side. We're going in now to the Giant half of the second inning, and score is the New York Giants 3 and the Yankees nothing. Okay, Bob.
Now the Yankees are on the field. First man to bat for the Giants will be the pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Here's Hal selecting a bat down here below us. Moving up toward the plate now. Getting a hand from the crowd. You can hear it in your radio. Hal Schumacher, right-handed batter, is the first man to face Ruffing, who was tapped for five hits and three runs in the first inning by the Giants. Now we're starting the second inning with the score, the Giants 3, the Yankees nothing. Ruffing is ready. Here's the pitch. Schumacher belts the curveball deep in the center field. DiMaggio's backing up. He's under it, waiting, and he has it for the first out. Schumacher hit a high fly deep in the center field. DiMaggio moved back to his right toward left center, backed up a few feet, and caught the ball for the first out. One gone. Here's the leadoff man, Joe Moore. Joe slaps the two-bagger down the third baseline. Start the ball game today, and later scored on Dick Bartell's two-bagger. Ruffing is ready. Here's the pitch. Slow ball. He hits a high pop fly back at third base. Third baseman Rolf is backing up. He's in foul territory, and he has the ball for the second out. He caught the ball about 35 feet back of third base down the line and about 2 feet outside the line. Rolf caught that ball in foul territory. It was a high pop fly off the bat of Joe Moore. Here's Bartell. He doubled the first time up. Right-handed batter. Here's the first pitch. Fastball right in around his waist, a call strike. Ruffing through in that sidearm fastball of his. Bartell watches it go by. Dick has made six hits in the series. He's out of the batter's box. Ruffing has started his motion, then stopped. Now he's ready again. Here's the next pitch. Curveball. He hits it down the third baseline. Foul just outside the bag. It looked like a hit there. It went just outside the bag's foul. A low bounding ball. Left fielder foul comes over the line, throws the ball back into the discard. Now it's two strikes on Bartell. No balls called. Two outs. Nobody on the bases. First half of the second inning. The Giants three and the Yankees nothing. Here's the windup of the pitch. Bartell struck out. Fastball shoulder high. Bartell is out on strike. Retiring the side.
The New York Giants went down the road in their half of the second inning. Schumacher flying out to the Macho. Ball foul out to Rolf. And Bartell struck out. Going into the Yank half of the second inning. And score remains the Giants 3 and the Yanks nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fifth game of the World Series. Being played at the Yankee Stadium in New York City. We'll pause briefly now for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN Tribune Square, Chicago.
Well, the New York Giants are on the field now. Ripple is walking into right center field, getting set for the first hitter, who's Lou Gehrig. They play this lad deep, and what a wonderful ball player he is. Here's Lou Gehrig up to face Schumacher. Giants are ready on the infield and the outfield. Nobody on and nobody out. We're starting the last half of the second. Giants 3, Yankees nothing. Wind up, and here's the pitch to Gary. Fastball, he hits the ground ball to Terry's right. He can't get it. It's a hit in the right field. There's right through the right fielder. Kellogg Pickle has it. And he's getting around to third base. And he's safe at third. It'll be, I believe, a hit in the middle. He drove a ground ball to Terry's right into right field for a base hit. It's a hit from error, a single and an error for Mellock, letting the ball go through his legs all the way to the wall in right field, and Gehrig is on third base. Next man to come up is the catcher, Bill Dickey. Man on third and nobody off. That was a well-hit ball between Terry and Whitehead. Now Gehrig's on third, Schumacher's ready to pitch to Bill Dickey. First pitch is very wide, shoulder high, ball one. All the way back to the wall where it's marked 334 feet. Ripple was running over a fast and right center, backing out up. And Ripple received the ball, got it back in fast. Ripple to Whitehead, but Gary was over at third base, so Whitehead didn't throw it. The outfield playing this fella plenty deep. Here's the next pitch from Schumacher. Over the plate, he hits the bounding ball down the first baseline. Schumacher picks it up, back over the first. He's out. Gary's trying for the plate. He is out of the plate. Gehrig is out of the plate. Gehrig, the man, too slow. The batter hit a slow rolling ball down the first baseline, 5 feet inside the line. The pitcher picked the ball up halfway between the plate and first. Picked the ball up and threw it to first base, retiring the batter, Dickey. With the throw, Gehrig, who had a long lead, beat it for the plate and is out on a very close play. Gehrig, the man, too slow. It was a very exciting play and very close at the plate. Hope you understand it clearly now. Here's the batter, ball down the first base line, a slow roller, pitcher threw the batter out, and then Gehrig at third base, slide to the plate, was out on a very close, fast play, Terry to Mancuso. Here's Selkirk, the first pitch is low and inside for the ball. The Yankees took a chance that time, and they almost got away with it. Now there's nobody on the bases, and two gone. Joe Kirker's up. He's made four hits in the series. Schumacher has the club off now. He rubs the ball around in his hand. It's already out there. The Giants start it up. He can hit them all the way up here. He's ready to wind up. Here's the next pitch to Selkirk. It's a long drive. Way back into right field. It's got a home run. It's back. It's a home run. Over the right field. Selkirk just hit a long, tremendous home run. Way back into the stands. Right field. About 355 feet from the plate. And here he comes around third base. He's driving down the third base line. And he's getting a swell hand for a wonderful home run. Gee, that was a beautiful hit. It's way into the air and way back into
the right field, and there was no doubt about what it was going to be just as soon as the ball left his bat. The score now is 3-1. Next man up is Powell. First pitch to Powell, it's called strike, right around his knee. Getting ready out there again. Two out with nobody out. Here's the next pitch to Powell. Curve ball, in a little bit close above the knee. It's the ball, and the count is 1-1. That was Selkirk's fifth hit of the series and his second home run. Boy, that was a beauty. Here's the windup for the next pitch. Fastball, he hits a short slide ball at the center field. Hitler's coming in fast, he's under it, and he has the ball on the run. 2-5-5. That is the end of the second inning. The score, the Giants lead, and the Yankees won. All right, Tony.
Now is the time to consider a better car that will stand the cold winter weather. The Ford dealer's nationwide clearance sale of used cars is in full swing, featuring 150,000 used car and truck bargains. Your Ford dealer has late models of many different makes. In the Yank half of the second inning, Gary, the first man up, smacked the ball out to right field where it got away from Mellott. In the meantime, Gary moved on down to third. Dickey was out, Schumacher to Terry, and Gary was out at the plate, Terry to Mancuso. Selkirk knocked one into the right field bleachers, a drive of about 355 feet for a home run. With two down, Powell come up, we fly out the center field, the ripple retiring the side. We're going into the giant half of the third inning, and four stands the Giants 3 and the Yankees 1.
Now the Yankees are on the field. Here's the first man to bat for the Giants, Bill Terry. Terry struck out the first time. Here's the pitch. Over the plate, he hits the bounding ball over the shortstop stretch. He said he has it. A bounce over the first base. He's out. First at eighth to Gary. Terry with a low bounding ball between the shortstop and the bag. He said he moves to his left over towards second base. Came up with the ball on the short hop and threw him up. He said he to Gary. Here's on. Out up. He was out. That's the first time. First pitch, he hit the high foul over near the railing. Behind third base. Third base is coming over fast with the Yankee dugout, but can't get through it. Hit on the roof of the dugout. High pop foul alongside third base over near the railing. Hit on the roof of the Yankee dugout. Ross couldn't get through it, and it's a foul strike on out. One out. Nobody on the bases in the first half of the third. Pitchers are Ruffing, a right-hander, and Schumacher, a right-hander. Ruffing's getting his sign. Stands around the rubber, he's all ready. Now to wind up in the pitch. Slow ball, out hits the long fly ball in the left center. The Nigel's moving over, Powell is moving over. Powell caught it in left center field. The long fly ball off the bottom, not out for the second out.
Here's Ripple. Ripple drove a hit in the left field the first time up and scored a run. That was Jim's fourth hit of the series. Batting now is two out and nobody on the bases facing Ruffing. Here's the pitch. First pitch is right down the middle, a fastball around his knees for a called strike. Two out and nobody on for the Giants in the first half of the third. They're ahead, 3-1. Here's the pitch. He swung it alone in that time with lots of speed on it and missed it. And it's two strikes now on Jim Ripple, the Giants center fielder. Lazzari, the second baseman, talking to umpire Major Kurt out there at second. Back of the scoreboard, turns around again to face the hitter. Ripple is out of the box. He's behind the batter's box right now, wiping his hands on his uniform. Pulls his cap on. He's stepping in right now to the right side of coach. He's a left-handed hitter. There's two strikes on him and no balls called. Ruffing is ready. Here's the windup in the pitch. Slow ball. Strike. He struck him out. A slow ball right over the outside corner, knee high. Ripple is out on strike. That's the end of the first half of the third.
The Giants went down in order in their half of the third inning. Terry was out, for started to Gary. Mellott flying out the pile in left center, and Ripple struck out. We're going into the last half of the third inning. Score stands the Giants 3, the Yanks 1. The Giants scoring 3 runs in their half of the first inning. The Yanks scoring 1 in the second. Okay, and back to Bob Elson.
Thank you, Tony. Well, the last half of the third inning is going to get underway now. The first man to come up is the second baseman of the Yankees, Tony Lazzari. Lazzari Rays had just one hit in the series, and what a hit it was. It made some baseball history because it's just the second time that that particular feat has been accomplished, and that is in the World Series, a home run with the bases loaded. Tony Missouri. Now the Giants take it around the infield for the last time. Third baseman Jackson is the last man to handle the ball. Throws it to Schumacher. And here's Missouri up to start the last half of the third. The score, the Giants 3, the Yankees 1. Now Schumacher's getting a sign. Here's the windup on the first pitch to Tony. It's a fastball low inside a ball. Schumacher takes a couple of kicks to the pitching mound with his right foot. Pulls his cap down firmly on his head. Has his glove off. Now he's ready. Here's a windup in the sixth to Missouri. A fast ball, and he belts it off here to the right into the screen. And the count is ball one, strike one on Tony. The Yankees are at bat in the last half of the third with Missouri up. Second baseman of each team has made one hit of the series. Here's the pitch. Blown outside, a ball. Both Missouri and Whitehead have come up with some sparkling plays in the series game. Each one of them has made just a single hit. Missouri's was a homer. Whitehead's was a single and came today and drove in a run. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, another ball. Makes it 3-1 for Missouri. The ball got away from the catcher. Got his glove in the way and sold it up and went over to his right to pick up the ball and throw it back to Schumacher. Schumacher looks down at Duff getting a sign. There's Mancito crouching here below us. There's the pitch. Fastball right over the outside corner, knee high. Schumacher cuts the corner with a fastball. Now it's ball three and strike two. Ready out there again, stands on the pitching rubber. There's the windup, here's the next pitch. He missed the corner that time with a fastball, and he gets a walk. Schumacher tried the same pitch. A fastball, low outside, but he missed the corner, and it's 4-4. It brings up the pitcher, Red Russell. Now there's a man on first, Red Russell coming up. Nobody out in the last half of the third. The Giants move in just a little bit in the infield. The outfielders stay right where they are. This fella can hit him on the nose, too. Here's the pitch. In close to Familia Ball, the first pitch to Ruffing. Ball one. Schumacher goes back. Picks up the rosin bag this time. Rushes it along the front of his pants. Now he's ready. And on first base and nobody out. Here's the pitch to Ruffing. In close to Panini, another ball. Ball two. Mancuso doesn't like that ball. He throws it out of the game now. The umpire, umpire Thurman, gives him a new one. Second baseman Whitehead comes in to talk to the pitcher. Now he's walking back to his position. Perry is on the bag. Bartell is playing in his natural shortstop position. Moves in a little bit. Jackson is playing about 7 or 8 feet inside the line. Here's the pitch. Ball three outside knee high. The third ball now for Ruffing. We have the top of the batting order coming up next. Frank Cicetti. Schumacher is looking back for center field. Now he walks farther back and picks up the rosin bag, dries his hands. Down the pitching rubber now. Batter will undoubtedly take a couple here. Way down to the screen. Here's the pitch. Ball rolling inside. He walks in. Al Schumacher has started off the last half of the third inning. Developed a sudden wild streak.
Al seems to be getting sort of in the mood he was in the first game that he pitched in the series.
when he was having a lot of trouble with his control. Well, now the picture is the Yankees have a man on second and a man on first. There's nobody out. The Giants are leading 3-1. And the next man to come up is the shortstop and leadoff man, Frank Pezzetti. Pezzetti was out on strikes the first time up. Whitehead is still talking to Schumacher. Now he's going back. Terry is back over at first base. And we have two men on for the Yankees with nobody out in their half of the third. In other words, the tying runs are on the bases. Now Pezzetti's up. Schumacher's all set. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Another ball. Ball one. The Giants are warming up a pitcher in right field. Can't see who it is. Back in the bullpen. He's underneath the stand. Schumacher again. Turns around, takes his glove off. He's having trouble with his control this inning. He's walked the first two men, the tail end of the batting order, which is bad. Rosario and the pitcher. Al is getting his sign out there again. He's all ready. There's a punt. Pitcher. It was a punt. It looked like the ball had hit foul first. It did. Pezzetti punted. The ball hit foul. The ball was wrapped so sharply that it hit to the left of the plate, foul, hit Pezzetti in the leg, and then rolled out between the pitcher and the third base line. It all happened so fast that the spectators and everybody had the opinion that it was a fair ball. The umpire says no, it hit the batter, and it's very obvious now because Pezzetti is limping around down here. Almost it caught him in the knee or in the shin someplace, and it evidently hurt. Frankie's limping around, and the runners are sent back to first and second. It was a break there for the Giants because Schumacher had fumbled the ball a couple of times before picking it up, and if it had been a fair ball, the bases would have been loaded. Now there's a count of ball, one, and strike. When it was a foul, two men on the bases now, and a count of 1-1 on the hitter, nobody out, in the last half of the third. Here's the next pitch to Pezzetti. It's a bunt down the third baseline. It's fouled again. Schumacher moves over fast and steals the ball between the plate and third base, halfway down. But it's foul, and the count now is ball one and strike two on Pezzetti. Now we still have the same picture here, two men on, with a count of ball one and strike two on Pezzetti. He might still attempt to sacrifice those tying runs around the second and third, but if he should punt it now, and punt it foul, he's automatically out, and the runners cannot advance. Sometimes they do it because the infield now is backing up. They're going back into normal position now. Jackson and the third baseman and Terry, the first baseman, are backing up because it's very seldom that they would try that in a spot like this. But you never can tell. Schumacher's ready. Here's the pitch. The ball gets away from the catcher. The runners are advancing. Push runners on second and third. The ball got away from the catcher. It rolled over about 30 feet to the left of the plate. Wild pitch puts the man on second and the man on third. And a count of ball, two and strike two on the batter. Wild pitch, says the official score. Terry is over talking to Schumacher now. Well, the Yankees don't have to worry about a sacrifice because that wild pitch did the trick for them. Puts Rosario on third and Ruffing on second. The Giants are leading 3-1. The game is in the last half of the third. Ball two, strike two for Pezzetti. Schumacher's ready. Here's the pitch. Hits a bounding ball with a shortstop, Bartel. Up with it, over to first base. A bad throw. Base at first, and the run scores. Bartel gets an error on a very bad throw to Terry. Pezzetti scores from third. It's an error for Bartel on a very bad throw to Terry. Leaves Ruffing on second base. Pezzetti on first base. A run is in, and the score now is 3-2 in favor of the Giants. Bartel came up with the ball in plenty of time to make a play. Made a very bad throw. He threw the ball into the dirt about 10 feet in front of Terry. Terry threw his body in front of the ball. Stopped it all right, but couldn't hang on to the ball. And it's an error for Bartel. Now we have a man on first and a man on second. Here's Ralph up. Tying run on second base for the Yankees and nobody out here in the last half of the third. Giants are expecting an attempted sacrifice. Here's the pitch. He bunts one right out in front of the plate. Schumacher picks it up, gets it over to first. He is safe. He beat it out for a hit, and the bases are loaded.
Well, played down a roller between the pitcher's mound and the plate. A bunted ball rolling out toward the pitcher. Schumacher hurried in, grabbed the ball, and threw it over to first base. But Rolf, a very fast man, beat it out for a hit, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Three men out now. Next man to come up is DiMaggio. Three men on the bases. Here's Joe DiMaggio up. Bounced off to Jackson the first time up. He'll be followed by Gehrig and then Dickey. Now the Giants have moved in close. Bases are loaded. Nobody out. Ruffing on third. Gunny on second. Rolf on first. First pitch, he hits a high foul. Back near the screen. It's going into the screen. Right here below us. DiMaggio hit a high foul. It came back to the screen and dropped into the screen as Mancuso hustled back, hoping that the ball would be into a spot where he could get his punches on it, but he couldn't. And it's a foul strike on Joe DiMaggio. DiMaggio has five hits in the series. Yesterday, Joe rolled out twice, right out once, and on the last appearance, put into a fast double play. Al Schumacher is very much on the spot here in the Yankee Stadium in this last half of the third inning. The Giants still have a one-run lead, but it looks bad. 3-2 in their favor, but the Yankees have the bases loaded. Here's the next pitch to DiMaggio. He swung and foul tipped another one, and the count is two strikes from Joe. Here's DiMaggio, Gehrig, and Dickey, the base in order. There's nobody out, and the base is loaded. He walks around out there. Terry said something to him. The fifth game of the World Series. Dropping opposing Hal Schumacher. Joe DiMaggio's up at the plate with the bases loaded. Schumacher gets all set. The pitch is inside, close to his head. Joe ducks out of the way. Now it's ball one, strike two. The bases loaded. Nobody out. One run in. The Giants three, the Yankees two. The Yankee half of the third, the last half, they have three men on with nobody out. Schumacher's getting all set. Here's the next pitch. He struck out. DiMaggio swung at a fifth pitch. Low and outside and struck out. DiMaggio is out on strike.
Next man to come up is Gary. Joe DiMaggio was out on strike. Now Bill Terry is talking to the pitcher again. Here's Lou Gehrig up. Lou rifled a hit into right field the first time up, on which Nellott made an error. Lou went all the way around to third. Batting now with the bases loaded. What a spot this is. Well, you might have asked the face of these. Going right to work on this fellow now. Here's the windup on the first pitch. Gehrig swung and missed the curveball right around his knee. Gehrig went all the way around that time, trying to get that ball to ride. Catcher wants to talk to the pitcher now. Schumacher walks in rather gingerly, as though he didn't have a care in the world. Bases are loaded for the Yankees with one gone. Struck DiMaggio out. They've scored a run this inning. The umpire wants to look the ball over now. See that Hal isn't putting any hocus pocus on it. He says it's okay, and he throws the ball back to the pitcher. Lou Gehrig is up with the bases loaded here in the fifth game of the World Series in this mammoth Yankee Stadium in New York City. One gone. Schumacher gets ready again. Here's the next pitch. There's a slow roller foul down the first baseline. Two strikes on Gehrig. Two strikes on Lou Gehrig. Catcher Mancuso again walks out toward the pitcher. Al Schumacher walks in.
say something, then he goes back to the mound. Ruffing on third, Rossetti on second, Rolfe on first, two strikes on Gehrig, one gone, and the Giants have a one-run lead. Here's the pitch. Strike three! Struck him out! Schumacher struck out Gehrig. A big hook right around his knees, and Gehrig is out on strike. Two balls. Boy, what a break there was on that one. That had a hook on it like a letter V. Now there's two gone. The bases are still loaded. Here's Hickey up. Bases loaded. Still Hickey up at the plate. He rolled out to the pitcher the first time up. Now Schumacher takes his time out there, getting all set. Here's the pitch to Bill. Low and outside, a ball. Ball one. Next man to come up is Seltzer. Schumacher takes his time. He's ready out there now. Here's the pitch.
It's a high fly into right field. Mellon is under it. He should get it. He's moving in. He's standing under it. He has it. Three men are left on the bases, and Hal Schumacher came through with a marvelous pitching performance there, and he's getting a wonderful hand here at the Yankee Stadium from friend and foe alike. American League and National League fans giving Schumacher a swell hand. All right, Tony.
In the Giant half, the run of the Yankee half of that third inning, Rosario the first man up walked, Ruffy walked, then Crisati came up to the plate, the wild pitch in the part of Schumacher, and both runners at bat. Rosario moving down to third, Ruffy to second. And then Crisati wrapped the ball down to short, Bartell shoved it up, take it over to Bill Terry, with a very, very fast toss, and Rosario scored. Bartell was charged with an error. Ball followed, he bunted and beat out the toss, Schumacher to Terry, coming up the base. Then up came DiMaggio. He struck out. Gehrig struck out. And Dickey flied out to Mellon in right field, retiring the side. We're going into the Giant half of the fourth inning, and the score stands for Giants 3 and the Yankees 2.
Now the Yankees are on the field. DiMaggio in center field. Seltzer in right field. Powell in left field. Gehrig first. Missouri second. Rossetti short. Rolfe third. Dickey is catching, and Ruffing is the pitcher. Right-handers today, Ruffing and Schumacher. Al showed plenty of heart that inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Got onto that spot without anybody scoring after that one run had been in. So now we find the picture as we start the first half of the fourth inning. The New York Giants have three runs, the New York Yankees have two. Here's the first man to bat, Dutch Mancuso. Just had a single to right the first time up. Getting ready out there. Now the windup in the pitch. He swung at a fastball right around his waist and almost fell down. One strike on Gus. Fourth inning. A wonderful game out here. Ruffy doubles the ball in his level 2 seconds. Gets ready. Here's the pitch. He threw his fast slipped out of his hands. It's a foul. Rolled off to the left. The batter got behind the pitcher. Ross goes over and picks it up. Now he's walking toward Mancuso. He's out next to the pitcher. So he rolls it back to him. Just picked it up, and he's walking right down the line now from the pitcher toward the plate. Walker is backing up, going back to third. And Cuso is the first man up in the fourth. The Giants have a one-run lead. He's getting his sign out there now. He's all ready. Here's the pitch. There's a hard hit ball, a line drive down the left field line. Powell comes over, plays the ball off the fence. Dutch is on his way to second base, and he goes in, standing up, a two-bagger for Mancuso. A line drive, right over the third baseman's head. Roll down the line, off the front of the stands down there in left field. Powell plays the ball hurriedly, just as fast as he could.
But it's an easy two-bagger for Mancuso, and it brings up Whitehead. Rosario is in talking to Ruffing. Here's Whitehead up. He had a hit the first time up today. First pitch is low and inside to Burgess. Ball one. Rolfe, Rossetti, Terry and Gehrig talk it up out there in the infield. And on second base, here's the next pitch. It's a curveball in across his knees for a called strike. Lots of dope on that one. The count is ball one and strike one. Whitehead backs out of the batter's box. He's drying his hands down. Now he's up in there again. The man on second, Whitehead up. He's getting ready out there again. Here's the next one.
He hits one right back of the pitcher. There they throw the ball to second base, and Mancuso is called off at second base. Nothing to Presetti. Whitehead hit a ground ball right at the pitcher, roughing. He picks it up, turned, and fired the ball back to Presetti. And Mancuso is out, trying to get back to second base, roughing to Presetti. The batter, naturally, is safe at first.
Here's the third baseman, Jackson. He flied out to left center field the first time up. Giants have a man on first with Jackson up. Now Ruffing is ready. First pitch he swung at and missed. Right around his knee. One strike on Jackson. Whitehead on first with one out. Ruffing is getting his sign again. Here's the next pitch. Jackson hits the high foul. Right up on top of the roof over behind first base. And the count is two strikes on Travis. Jackson has made three hits in the series. Ruffing has his glove off out there. He's rubbing the ball around in his hand. Now he's all set. Here's the next pitch. Jackson took one. A hook blown outside for the ball. Count is one and two. Whitehead on first. One gone. First half of the fourth inning. The Giants leading in a close ball game. 3-2. The pitchers are Ruffing and Schumacher. Right-handed. Pitcher's getting a sign out there again. Here's the next pitch. Jackson hits a pop-up in the infield. The shortstop, Presetti, is right near the bag. He has the ball for the second out. Travis Jackson pops out to Presetti. Presetti caught the ball about 5 feet to the shortstop side of second. Here's the pitcher, Schumacher. Now gets a nice hand to the crowd, and he deserves it for that wonderful pitching performance last inning. Ruffing is taking his time out there getting ready now to pitch to Schumacher. He sent a long fly ball to DiMaggio the first time up. He has the reputation of being a good hitting pitcher. Here's the pitch. He swung hard that time at a fastball around his knees, and it's one strike on Schumacher. The man on first, two gone here in the first half of the fourth inning. Red Ruffing opposing. There's a throw to first base, but the runner is back in easily. Gary tosses the ball back to the pitcher. Getting all set again. Here's the next pitch. Fastball over the outside corner, knee high, a called strike. It's two strikes now on Schumacher. Ruffing walks around out there, thumps the ball in his glove a couple of times. Arms up in front of him, drops him down, he's ready, here's the pitch. Schumacher struck out, a fastball right around his waist. One man left on the bases, and retired the side. Here's Tony Wick.
Mancuso, the first man up for the New York Giants, hit a line drive down the third baseline, which was good for a double. Whitehead followed, he rushed one down to the mound, up and shoveled up the ball, tossed into Crisati, and Mancuso was out trying to get back to second. Jackson popped out to Crisati, and Schumacher struck out. We're going into the last half of the fourth inning. Score stands the Giants 3, the Yanks 2. The Giants scoring 3 runs in first, the Yanks scoring 1 in the second, and 1 in the third. Now back to Bob Elson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fifth game of the World Series being played at the Yankee Stadium in New York City. We'll pause briefly now for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN Tribune Square, Chicago.
First man to bat for the Yankees is Selkirk. Hit a home run the first time up, and it was a beauty. Leo Dwyer back into the seats in right field. Here's Selkirk starting the last half of the fourth inning facing Schumacher.
out there now. Here's the pitch. First pitch is rolling outside. The ball to Selkirk. Ball one. Nobody out and nobody out. It's last out of the fourth. The Giants three and the Yankees two. He's winding up again. Here's the next pitch. Hits the ball. It's outside the knee. Makes it ball two. Schumacher has issued two passes today. They both came in the third inning. He passed Luzzeri and then he passed the pitcher. Ball two is the count. Here's the next pitch. Right around his knees, a called strike. Makes it ball two and strike one for Selkirk. Tall, slender fellow who has lots of power. Room around that outfield, too. Guys, keep up the scatter out there in the infield. Lots of pepper on both sides. Schumacher's winding up. Here comes the next pitch. Too low. Threw that sinker in that time. The ball with that quick drop on it. But it broke in too low. And the count now is ball three and strike one for Selkirk. Schumacher gets ready again. Next pitch is ball four. He walked him. Here's Powell. Powell fired off the center field the first time up. Just as the pitcher delivered the ball, just as the ball was about to leave his hand, Selkirk made a quick swing off to the right. Sort of unravel him a little bit. May have helped. But anyway, he's doing a ball. Ball four. And on first base, and Powell is up. Here's the pitch. Rolling outside. A ball. Ball one. And Chusso is going out to talk to Schumacher. Now they're out there talking it over between the rubber and the plate. Standing right together. Dust is coming back now toward us, toward the plate. Our spot is exactly behind the home plate. First base to our right and third base to our left. And the grand spot to tell you exactly what happened. The giant infield has moved in just a little bit. Powell fight out the first time up. Now Schumacher's getting a sign again. The next pitch is a little bit too close. Way high for the ball, and the count is ball two. Runner on first base for the Yankees in the last half of the fourth inning. They're trailing by one run. Schumacher getting a sign again. He's ready as the pitch. Hits the ball inside above his knees. It's ball three. Schumacher's having another one of those wild streaks. The Giants are warming up a pitcher in the bullpen in right field. Terry is over talking to Schumacher. Standing out there next to the pitcher's box, talking it over. And Chusso, Terry, and Schumacher. Next man to bat after Powell will be Luzzeri, and then the pitcher. The score, the Giants 3, the Yankees 2. The game is in the last half of the fourth. Ruffing and Schumacher. Now he's ready out there again. Next pitch is ball four inside at the knee. Puts two men on the bases again for the Yankees. Two men on now. Man on first and the man on second. Next man to come up is Luzzeri. Right head. Terry, move over from the right side of the infield to say something to the pitcher. Surge him and try to settle him down out there. Two men on now. Here's Luzzeri up. He drew a base on balls the first time. Schumacher's ready to pitch to him.
First pitch he bunts to Schumacher, gets him over to third base, it's out at third. A force out. An attempted sacrifice was turned into a force out. A bunt between the pitcher's box and the third baseline, about halfway down. Schumacher moved over fast, picked up the ball, and fired it to Jackson at third base. And Selkirk is out. Schumacher to Jackson. Leaves a man on first and a man on second, and brings up the pitcher, Ruffy. The attempted sacrifice was turned into a force play. So now we have Ruffing up. He drew a base on balls the first time. Big fellow and a right-handed hitter. Schumacher's getting his signs. Here's the pitch. Right over the plate. He hits the bounding ball past the pitcher. Barcella's up with it. Over the second out. Back over the first. On the double play. He's a bounding ball, a high bounding ball over the pitcher's head. Right out to the shortstop, about 5 feet to the shortstop side of the bag. Nick Barcell caught it, tipped it to Whitehead. Whitehead turned and fired it to Terry, and he got his man on the tail end of the double play just by a step to retire the side. And that's the end of the fourth inning, and here's Tony Wink.
Get the thrill of V8 performance. Drive a Ford V8. It's the only car under $1,600 with a V-type 8-cylinder engine. Your nearest Ford dealer has one he'll be glad to let you drive. And now in the Yank half of the fourth inning, the first two men walk, Selkirk and Powell. As Larry bunted to Schumacher, shovel up the ball, tossed it into third, and Selkirk was out at third. Ruffing then hit into a double play, retiring the side. We go into the Giant half now, the fifth inning, and the score stands the Giants 3 and the Yankees 2.
Well, the fifth inning of a wonderful ball game here in the fifth game of the World Series is coming up. Red Ruffing and Hal Schumacher pitching swell ball out here. Plenty of tight spots, long hits, exciting plays. All that you could ask of our great national pastime, good old baseball.
And here's Joe Moore up. He had a double the first time. The second time he popped out the ball. That's that hitter. Here's the pitch, a slow ball. He hits it on the ground. Gary. Gary gets up with it, running into the bag. Pitcher coming over to take the ball. He's out. Gary to Ruffy. Ball is hit well behind the bag. Gary picks it up on the hop. Threw it to the pitcher, Ruffy, who came over. Gary gets the assist, and the pitcher gets the put out. It was a pretty fast play with more of a fast man getting down there in a hurry. So there's one gone, and here's Bartell. And up twice, a double and a strikeout. Bartell up. He's made 6 hits in the series. Scores the Giants 3, the Yankees 2 in the fifth inning. Now Ruffing is ready. First pitch is a strike right over the outside corner, knee high. There's an airplane droning overhead. Barcell is watching the pitcher. Here's the windup and the next pitch. He throws one way on the left field line, but it's a foul ball. Barcell hit one high up into the upper deck, way down the left field line, but it was foul, and it's 2 strikes now. Big steps out of the batter's box and gets up in there again. One out, nobody on for the Giants in the first half of the fifth. They're ahead. 3-2. Ruffing smooths the ball around his hand. Gets all ready again. Here's the next pitch. Barcell takes one inside, but over shoulder, too close. And the count is 4-1, strike 2. Yankees pumping up out there. Lost at third. Cicetti at short. Cicetti at second. Gary at first. Selkirk in right. DiMaggio in center. And Powell at left. There's a windup again on the next pitch. Fastball. Strike 3. Right across his knees, and he's out on strike. Barcell is called out on strike. Here's Terry. Terry struck out the first time, and the second time he's an easy out on the roller to the shortstop. Terry has made 5 hits in the series. Here's Joe Terry up. Ruffing is ready as the first pitch. Terry takes one high and wide for the ball. Ball one. Ruffing kicked the pitching lever a couple of times with his right foot. Now he leans over, going to pick up a couple or something. Ball set out there again. Now there's the start of his motion.
Here's the next pitch to Terry. Over the plate, and he hits a high spiral between the plate and third base. Outside the line, Walsh is over. Halfway down and has the ball. Easy out. Terry popped out to Walsh. A high spiral. About 25 feet outside the line and about halfway between the plate and third. An easy out to Walsh. And it retires the side.
The Giants went down in order in their half of the fifth. Moore was out, Gehrig's roughing and covered first. Bartell struck out, and Terry fouled out to Rolfe down the third baseline. We're going into the last half of the fifth inning, and score stands the Giants 3 and the Yankees 2.
Now the Giants are on the field. The first man to bat for the Yankees. Coming out now, Rossetti. Remember, the side was retired for the Yankees in the last half of the fourth inning when the pitcher Red Ruffing hit into a fast double play, short to second to first. Al Schumacher's out there on the mound. Bartell is standing right near the bag, talking to Whitehead, who has covered the bag. And he was one foot on one side of the bag and one on the other, waiting for the catcher's throw. Jackson is talking to the pitcher. Terry is walking around over there to our right. The outfielders are all set. Whipple is walking around in center field. Now he's turning around. Well, the Giants are leading 3-2 in the last half of the fifth inning. Al Schumacher held these Yankees to 3 hits. Worked his way out of a couple of tough spots. Here's Crusetti up. Struck out the first time, and the second time he was safe on an error. Now the wind-up in the first pitch to Frankie. First pitch. Here it is. Strike right around his knee. Called. Nobody on. Nobody out. Last half of the fifth inning. Giants 3, Yankees 2. Winding up, here's the next pitch. Curveball. He fouled it off there to the left. Bounced up and hit him in the leg and rolled out again in front of the plate. Mancuso gets the ball and tosses it back to Schumacher. Nobody warming up for either team. Nice close pitcher's battle here. Close game. Pitcher gets his sign out there. He's all ready. Here's the next pitch for Crosetti. Strike three. Struck him out. Third ball over the outside corner, knee high. Crosetti is out on strike. He's putting up a beat down here. Complaining to the umpire about it. He's out on strike. Now the next man to come up is the third baseman, Red Walsh. Here's Walsh up at the plate. Schumacher's ready. Here's the pitch. He pumps one. The pitcher, right, he second base, he comes in fast and got over first base, but couldn't come up with it. He bunted between the pitcher and first base to Schumacher's left, rather. Schumacher made a stab at the ball, but couldn't get it. Whitehead tore in fast and came up with the ball, fired at the first base, but missed his man. Walsh is very fast and beat it out for a hit. It was a beautiful punt between the bag at first base and the pitcher's box. Schumacher moved hurriedly to his left, made a stab at the ball and fell down, but couldn't get it. As he reached for it, Whitehead moved in fast, came up at the ball and made a fast play, but he couldn't head Ralph off, and Ralph beats it out for the hit. It was a nice play, a very nice punt by Ralph. That's Red's second hit, and it's the fourth hit off of Schumacher. Now the next man to come up is DiMaggio. He struck out last time with the bases loaded. He hits the left. Here's Joe DiMaggio. Bounced out to Jackson the first time. The second time he struck out. And on first base, he's getting ready. Here's the first one. Low and inside, a ball to Joe. Ball one. The Yankees haven't tried any thievery on Mancuso as far as running the bases. The Giants have tried 20. The tying run is on first base for the Yankees. The Giants are leading 3-2 in the last half of the fifth. The Yankees have a man on first with one gone. Crosetti struck out. Schumacher's ready out there now. Here comes the next
pitch to the Marshall. Inside, a fastball is too close. Ball two. 2-0 now for Joe. Schumacher turns around, looks around the infield, the outfield. Turning around again now, facing the batter. Goff has a short lead off of first. He's very fast. He's very dangerous. Out there on the bases. Run like a jackrabbit. Pitcher getting all set. Here it is. DiMaggio takes the strike right across his knees. Makes it 4-2 and strike one. Goff goes back to first. People keeping an eye on him. Pitcher careful not to let the base runner get any lead on him. And he jumped on his delivery. Schumacher watches the man over his left shoulder, draws his arms up. Runner is lifting off. There's a pitch. Hits the ball. It's low and inside, and it's 4-3 and strike one for DiMaggio. Yankee center fielder, starting in the last half of the fifth inning with the Yankees trailing by one run. Score is 3-2 in favor of the Giants. Goff led. Came through with his second hit, a bunt after one out. Came first base in the pitcher's box, and he beat it out. That's the home trick in a bunt like that is to get it past the pitcher. Once you do, you got a hell of a chance of beating it out, and he did. Six to DiMaggio is right over the plate. Knee hard to a tall strike. Schumacher put plenty on that one and fired it right in there, and it's a count of 3-2 on Joe DiMaggio. Al Schumacher getting his sign now. DiMaggio batting with a fine run on first base and one gone. Schumacher turns around, looks back around the infield and the outfield. Well, he's worked his way out of a number of tough spots today. Been in serious trouble twice. Schumacher's getting a sign again. It's a 3-2 count on DiMaggio. Up the other. There he goes. That's three. He's out there to say the second base. He's out. A double play. DiMaggio struck out, and Goff was out toward the second base. Manchu fell to Bartell, who took the throw. DiMaggio struck out on a fastball at the outside corner of the shoulder. Mancuso fired the ball to second base, and Goff was out attempting to strike second base on a perfect throw. Mancuso to Bartell. That's the end of the fifth inning. The Giants 3 and the Yankees 2. All right, Tony.
When you drive your frozen car, it decreases in value. Take advantage of the Ford dealer's nationwide used car clearance sale now in progress to get a better used car. Your Ford dealer has his share of the 150,000 bargains being featured. Look in your local newspaper for special bargains in R&G used cars. They are renewed and guaranteed. And in the ninth half of the fifth inning, decided the first man up struck out. Ross beat out of cross, right head to play.
DiMaggio struck out. Mancuso played the ball down to second and got Goff at second, retiring the side. We're going in now to the Giant half of the sixth inning, and the score remains the Giants 3, the Yanks 2, the Yanks scoring 1 in the second and 1 in the third, the Giants scoring 3 runs in the first. Well, the first half of the sixth inning of a wonderful game is going to get underway now. Everyone sort of has the feeling that Hal Schumacher is sitting on a keg of dynamite out there. But he's been working his way out of spot after spot. Here's Mel Otto. Red Ruffing is ready. Here's the first pitch to Little Mel. There's a pitch to the shortstop. A hard liner. He went up into the air to try to pull it down, but couldn't get it. Here's the ball coming in from Powell, and Otto is on first. He nailed a line drive right over Persetti's head. Persetti went into the air with his gloved hand that time, but couldn't head it off, and it's a hit. Here's Ruffalo. That was Mel Ott's fifth hit of the series. Here's Jim Ripple coming up now. We have Mancuso and Whitehead coming up in order. Ott leads off with a hard hit to left center. Powell took the ball on the second box. The pitch to Ripple. Outside, waist high, a ball. Yet his bat shortened. Though he might attempt to bunt it, and Rolf was moving in fast. Man on first base for the Giants. They're batting in the first half of the sixth inning. They're leading in this ball game, 3-2. Nip and tuck affair here, as everybody on edge. Next pitch is low and inside. Ripple was going to bunt it all right, but the ball broke sharply, and the batter, to get away from the impression that he was taking a poke, and the ball fell down.
was breaking so sharply in low and close, he started to go down for it, and then held his bat and fell down.
Ball two now.
A ripple.
The pitch
outside, waist high. Ball three. Third baseman Rolfe moving in fast. Ball three. 3-0 now for Ripple. The Giants center fielder was out on first base in the sixth inning, and nobody out. Pitch is ready again. Here's the next pitch. Ball four. He walked it. Giants have runners on second and first now. They're not going down to second. They've stepped down the bag down there. Ripple's already standing on the bag at first. Here's Mancuso coming up. He's been up twice and he has two hits, a single and a double. And on first and a man on second, the Giants are leading 3-2. Next man to come up will be Whitehead and then Jackson. Yankees are third baseman is playing in, expecting a bunt. Here's the pitch. High inside a ball, ball one. The Yankees are warming up a pitcher now in the bullpen in left field. Third baseman Rolfe is playing in, expecting Mancuso to lay it down. Man on first and a man on second. Rolfe is getting ready to pitch again. Here it is. It's a bunt. The pitch is over the first base and he's out. It was a bunt between the pitching spot and the third baseline. Oh, just over a few feet. Rolfe had to move just about 6 or 7 feet to his right to come up with the ball. It was a perfect sacrifice and it advanced the runners from second and third. Now the Giants have a man on second and a man on third, and the second baseman Burgess Whitehead is coming up. There's a bunt between the pitcher's box and the third baseline. Easy bunt for Ruffin to handle. Ball is rolling pretty fast, and you have an easy play at first base. It's a sacrifice for Mancuso. Whitehead's been up twice and has made one hit. Next, the infield is drawn in. Here's the pitch. Turns ball way outside. Great fire for a ball. The Giants are leading 3-2 in this fifth game of the World Series. The game is now in the first half of the sixth inning. Red Ruffing and Hal Schumacher have pitched all the way. Yankee infield playing in. Now Ruffing is winding up again. Here's the next pitch to Whitehead. Here's the bombing ball to the shortstop. He's going to get the ball. It's a good ball. One score. Here's a bombing ball to the shortstop, Cassetti. It's got away from him. Cassetti finally retrieves the ball, but it was too late to make a play anywhere. Otto scored, and the Giants are leading 4-2. They have runners on first and third, and Jackson is up. The ball was hit between the pitcher's box and third base, directly at the shortstop. He came in fast. It was a slow hopper. And he fumbled the ball. Put the man on first and a man on third. Here's Jackson up now. See what they're going to call it. Here's Jackson up. The first pitch is a strike right around his knee. Haven't had any word yet from Oakland Harris, the official score. Man on first and a man on third for the Giants with a run in. They're leading 4-2. The pitch hits a foul off there to the right into the grandstand. Two strikes on Jackson. Jackson's been up twice today. Tried out the first time, popped out the second time. Not getting any word yet from the official score. I believe it'll be an error for Cassetti, but we don't want to do any guessing on that. My only chance to get it is from the official score here below us.
An error for Cassetti. Lord Mellock from third. Ripple advances to third. And the batter, Whitehead, is on first. Jackson is up with a count on him. A ball, one and two strikes. The Giants are leading 4-2. The next pitch, strike three. Struck him out again. Third ball right around his knee. Jackson's out. Man on first and a man on third with two gone now. Next man to come up is Hal Schumacher. Here he comes. Now the Yankees go into a short huddle out there. Here's Schumacher coming up with a teammate on first and a teammate on third. One run in, two gone. First half of the sixth inning. Giants ahead 4-2.
Schumacher flat out, deep to center field the first time. The second time he struck out. Now he's facing roughing. There's a foul into the stands off here to the right. One strike. Giants are driving the first half of the sixth. Taking his time out there again, getting ready. On that error of Crescetti's, the run would have scored anyway, I believe, even if he'd have picked it up cleanly. Pitch is low and inside, but he would have had the man at first, but because he fumbled the ball, there was no play anywhere. The run scored, and the batter had life at first. Crescetti was charged with an error. Even if he had picked the ball up cleanly, it was a slow roller. I think the runner would have scored because Ott was off just as soon as the ball was hit. Ruffing is ready. Next pitch. Schumacher swung hard that time, trying to give it a ride and missed it. Now there's ball one and strike two. Giants have a man on first and a man on third. They're leading in the sixth inning, 4-2, and this is the fifth game of the World Series. Red Ruffing opposing Hal Schumacher. The Giants pitcher is here at bat. Ruffing is getting his sign. He's ready out there. Here it is. Inside, high. Schumacher fell down in the batter's box to get out of the way of the pitch close to his head. Now there's ball two and strike two. Two and two now. Yankees talking up out there in the infield. Man on first, the man on third. Here's the next pitch to Schumacher. Strike three, struck him out. Curveball right around his knees. Schumacher swung hard and missed it. The tires aside, and two men are left on the bases. That's the end of the first half of the sixth inning of this, the fifth game of the World Series, being played at the Yankee Stadium in New York City. And I will pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN Tribune Square, Chicago.
In the giant half of the sixth inning, the first man up, Ott, smacked one down over short for a single. Ripple walk, Ott automatically moved to second. Mancuso punted and was out roughing to Gehrig. Both runners advanced. Whitehead hit to Crescetti. Fumbled the ball, and he was charged with an error. Ott scoring on the play. Jackson struck out. Schumacher struck out, retiring his side. We go into the last half of the sixth inning, and score stands the Giants 4 and the Yankees 2. The Giants scoring 3 in the first, 1 in the sixth. The Yanks 1 in the second, and 1 in the third.
Now the first man to bat for the Yankees is Lou Gehrig. Gehrig struck out last time with the bases loaded. Here's Gehrig up. Lou Gehrig up to the plate. First pitch, right around his knees, over the outside corner. All strike on Gehrig. Now Schumacher takes his time out there, getting ready. Outfield and infield is moved around. One pitch to the right for Gehrig. Now Schumacher is getting all set again. The score is the Giants 4, the Yankees 2 in the last half of the game. It's a bounding ball between first and second. Whitehead has been leaped into the air over the first base. He's out. Gehrig did a high bounding ball. Whitehead back at the edge of the grass, exactly between first and second. That swept into the air. The ball took a very high bounce, and he threw him out. Whitehead to third. Next man to come up is Dickey. Schumacher takes the time out there, getting ready again. Nobody warming up for the Giants. The Yankees are warming up a pitcher. Pitch, low, ball, ball one. One out of nobody on. Last half of the sixth. Here's the next pitch to Bill. Perfect pitch. Right around his knees. A call strike. And the count is one and one. Yankees have batted in the last half of the sixth inning. One gone. Nobody on the bases. Gehrig just bounced out to Whitehead. Now
Schumacher's all set. There's the windup. Here's the next pitch. He struck at a curveball right in around his knees and missed it. The count is 4-1 and strike two. That was a big hook on that one. Puts his cap down firmly on his head. The ball set off there again. I think he's been up twice today. Bounced out and flied out. Here's the next pitch. Strike two. Struck him out. Gave him that big hook again around his knees. And Dickey struck out. He's gone. Now the next man to come up is Selkirk. Selkirk has been up twice. He hit a home run and he walked. Schumacher's getting ready out there. Now the wind up in the pitch. Too low with the ball. Ball one. Nobody on the bases and two gone in the last half of the sixth. Al Schumacher and Red Ruffing have pitched all the way in this, the fifth game of the World Series.
The next pitch, there's a hit on the ground into center field. Selkirk singles to center. Ripple juggles the ball momentarily, and the batter rounds first base, but pulls up as Ripple gets the ball back in a hurry. Selkirk gets his second hit of the game, a single to center, on the ground all the way. Kind of a hit ball, it just hugs the ground all the way out to it, no bounces at all. Here's Powell up. Powell has been up twice, he flied out to center field, and he walked. Batting now with a teammate on first base. Two gone here in the last half of the sixth. The pitch. There's that curveball again, and he swung hard and missed it. One strike. And on first. Right-hand hitter up at the plate. Runner on first base. There's a fairly comfortable leadoff. Schumacher's all set. Here's the next pitch to Powell. It's the roller down the third base line. Jackson comes in fast up with it. It's going to be close. He is. Jackson made a wild throw through the ball past Perry. Here's the runner coming in. Selkirk is turning to the plate. Powell is going to third. And he's safe at third. Jackson made a very fast throw. Threw the ball over Perry's head, over against the railing. The ball rolled into right field. A run has scored, and the score is 4-3 now. Powell gets all the way around to third. The slow roller down the third baseline. Jackson moves in fast, fires the ball over Terry's head over against the railing. The official scorer credits Powell with a hit, charges Jackson, of course, with an error. Powell gets a hit on it. He's all the way around on third on Jackson's bad throw over Terry's head. Perry leaps into the air and tried to hit the ball off. The ball hit the railing in front of the boxes. Rebounded into right field. Now there's two outs. Flying well is on third base for the Yankees on Jackson Barrett. Giants are leading 4-3. Here's Perry. He walks today and hit it to a force play. Last half of the sixth inning. Schumacher's ready. Here's the pitch. There's the roller. Foul to the left of the plate. One strike. Giants play it around. Jackson to Bartell to Whitehead to Perry. Well, Jackson hadn't made the wild throw. The worst that could have happened would have been the runner's advancing, because it looked like the runner would have beaten it out for a hit anyway. But Jackson's bad throw allowed the run to score. Threw the ball over Terry's head. Here's the next pitch to Lazzari. It's an inside pass. There's a throw to third. Powell is back safely. The ball almost got away from Jackson. It did get out of his hands and rolled over the third baseline. But not far enough to allow Powell to get in. The Giants are leading 4-3 in the last half of the sixth. The man on third base. Two gone. Flying run is on third for the Yankees now. Schumacher takes his time out there getting ready. Count is ball one, strike one on Tony Lazzari. Giants talking up out there. Schumacher's all set. Here's the next pitch. It's a ball, a little bit inside of the knee. Ball two and strike one for Lazzari. Next man due to come up is the pitcher, Ruffing. Schumacher has his glove off, rubbing the ball around in his hands. Foul, that's a long lead off the third base.
Here's the next pitch from Azari.
Azari drives the ground ball between first and second in the right field, and the ball game is tied up at 4-4. Tony Azari came through with a sharp hit in the right field. Nellott gets it back in fast. The game is tied up at 4-4. Next man to come up is the pitcher, Ruffing. Here's a pinch hitter coming up for Ruffing. Johnson is going to bat for Ruffing. A pinch hitter, Johnson is going to bat for Ruffing. A sharp hit in the right field towards the fourth and tying run. Here's the pinch hitter coming out. Johnson batting for Ruffing. That's not a good hit. Not sure who's going to pitch for the Yankees. Right-handed, Eddie Malone. Well, the game is tied up now. Last half of the sixth. Schumacher gets the sign. He's a left-handed hitter up. Pitch is low and outside. A ball. Ball one. And on first base and two runs in. Takes his time, gets ready out there again. Now he's all set. Johnson takes one right across his knees, a perfect pitch for a called strike. Ball one, strike one. And on first base, Johnson, utility outfielder, is up at the plate. Tony Lazzari drove in a tying run with his second hit of the series. The pitch. Foul, a young one just behind the catcher. Now it's ball one, strike two.
14 runs scored, and all this action happened after two outs. First man rolled out, second man struck out, Delkirk sent to the center. Powell beat out an infield hit on which Jackson made a very bad throw, allowing a run to score and Powell to go to third. Lazzari tied it up in no time with a smashing hit in the right field. That's the picture now. In his fifth game of the World Series, we have a tied-up ball game. 4-4. Johnson is batting now. We're roughing with a man on first, the fast man, the pitch. Outside, face high, ball, makes it 2-2. Schumacher wipes his hands to the front of his uniform. Gets ready out there now. Now he's all set out there. Here comes the next pitch. Strike three. Struck him out. Schumacher put plenty of dope on that ball and struck Johnson out to retire the side. One man left down the bases. Malone is coming in to pitch. I can see him walking out of the bullpen way out there in left center field. Malone is coming in to pitch. All right, Tony.
Ford V8 economy is traditional. Ford all-around economy. Low first cost, low upkeep cost, low operating cost, and low depreciation give you more miles per dollar when you drive a Ford V8. In the ANCAP, the sixth inning, they tied up the ball game at 4-4. Carried the first man up without Whitehead to Terry. Dickey struck out. Delkirk singled out the center. Powell came up, and hit to Jackson, tossed wild to Terry at first. And Selkirk scored, Powell racing on down to third. Lazzari followed, he singled out to right, scoring Powell with the tying run. Johnson then batted for Ruffing, and he struck out. We're going in and out of the giant half of the seventh inning, and the ball game stands 4-4. And back to Bob Elson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fifth game of the World Series, the Yankee Stadium in New York City. Malone is now coming in to pitch for the Yankees with a score tied at 4-4. Now we'll pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
WGN Chicago.
Now the game is going into the first half of the seventh inning. The leadoff man, Joe Moore, is coming up. It's anybody's ball game again. Tied up. 4-4. Pat Malone. Rocky right-hander. Big, heavy set fellow. Number 21 is going to pitch for the Yankees. Pat made one appearance
So far in the World Series, coming in and as a relief man in the ninth inning. And now he's coming in the seventh inning with the game tied up at 4-4. And from Malone's viewpoint, it's his ball game to win or lose. Now Pat is ready to pitch to Joe Moore. Here it is. It's a ball outside, right above his knees. Ball one. Joe Moore up at the plate. Nobody on and nobody out. Here's the pitch. Hit the ball. It's outside at the knee. Ball two. Pat Malone. Heavy set right-handers on the mound for the Yankees with the score tied at 4-4. Joe McCarthy just roughing out for a pinch hitter who struck out. Pitch. Moore stops a high fly in the right center field. Selkirk is moving in. DiMaggio's coming over. Selkirk is under it, and he has it for the first out.
Takes up Marcelo. Marcelo up at the plate. Right-handed hitter. One gone and nobody on at the seventh. Ball game tied up at 4-4.
First pitch. There's a high hit foul down the third baseline. Low liner hit hard down the third baseline. It was foul.
Another new ball is tossed out to Malone. Pat walks around out there, taking his time, getting ready. Ross tosses up at third. Ross, Crescetti, Lazzari, and Jerry in the infield. Powell, DiMaggio, and Selkirk in the outfield. Here's the next pitch to Bartell.
Hit the long fly ball back to the left field. Powell is backing up. He's under it. Has it for the second out. Bartell hit a long fly ball back in the left field. He was caught by Powell for the second out. Next man to come up is Perry. Been up three times for Ollie hit. Here's Bill Terry up. Now Malone is ready. Here's the pitch to Bill. Fastball outside the knee of ball. Ball one. Malone takes his time. Gets ready out there. He's all set again. Next pitch to Terry. Low inside of ball. Ball two. Terry is down in the seventh inning for the Giants. With two out and nobody on the bases, and the score tied at 4-4. Getting all ready out there again. There's the windup. Here's the next pitch. Terry takes ball three outside. Great play. Throws the ball out to Malone. Pat takes his glove off. Drops the ball up in his hand. Now he's ready. Here's the windup in the next pitch. Hits the strike. Right across his knee. Ball three and strike one. That winds up again. Here's the next pitch. Fastball. He hits it back into the wire. Ball three and strike two for Terry. Three and two. That still has a pretty good grip on that fast one. Walks around the glass behind the circle. Now he's walking into the middle of the diamond, stepping up under the rubber. Three and two count on Terry with nobody on board. Two gone. Here's the pitch. Terry hits a little runner right back at Malone, the left side of the mound. He picks it up over the first. He leads the out. Malone to Gary, and it retires the side. Now the game is going into the last half of the seventh. All right, Tony.
The Giants and down in order. Pat Malone pitching for the Yanks. As we open the seventh inning, Moore flying out to Selkirk in right center. Bartell flying out to Powell in the left field. And Terry was out to Malone to Garrett. We're going into the last half of the seventh inning. The ball game tied up at 4-0. The Giants scoring three runs in the first and one in the sixth. The Yanks scoring one in the second, one in the third. And tied up the ball game in the sixth by shoving across two runs. 4-0 going into the last half of the seventh.
Now the ball game. Last half of the seventh inning coming up with the outfielders getting set. Moore, Ripples, Mellott. Al Schumacher has pitched a marvelous game today for the Giants. Out there looking over the seat of the catcher. With airtight support, he still have a lead in this ball game.
First man to come up is the leadoff man, Frankie Crosetti, who's played some sparkling ball in the series. The play, an all-around play, both in field and at bat, of Frankie Crosetti. It's been one of the highlights of the series. Here's Frank up. He's been up three times today. Gone once. Virtue of an error. This is low and outside of ball. Ball one. Crosetti struck out twice today. Swinging the Schumacher slant. Now winds up again. Here's the next pitch. Fastball waist high for a call strike. Count is one and one. Nobody on and nobody out is the last half of the seventh. Fifth game of the World Series is tied up at 4-4. Winding up again, here's the next pitch. Outside of the knee, a ball makes it ball two and strike one for Crosetti. Schumacher goes back to the rosin bag. It's all set out there again, steps up onto the rubber now. Crosetti is waiting for the pitch. Wind up, here it is. Fastball, he swung from his heels that time and missed it. The count is 2-2. Frankie really went around that time, trying to get that ball arrived, but he missed it. And it's a 2-2 count on Crosetti. Schumacher takes his time, getting ready. Winding up again, here's the next pitch to Frank. Strike three, struck him out, a big hook right in there on his knee. And Crosetti is out on strikes. One gone. Here's the third baseman, Ross. He's been a troublemaker for the Giants all during the series. Red Ross, the Yankee third baseman. Flashy fielder and a good hitter. He's had two hits today. First pitch to Ross is right down the middle, knee high for a call strike. Ross has a total of seven hits in the series. Five previous to today's game and two today. Schumacher's ready again. He's winding up. Here's the next pitch to Ross. It's a strike right down the middle. That time with a hook on it. He threw him a fastball the first time. He threw him a curve the second time. And it's two strikes on Ross. Schumacher left the ball in his hands. Gets ready out there again. There's the windup, and here's the next pitch. He struck it out. It's this ball. The big hook right around his knee. Ross is out on strikes. Two balls. Here's Joe DiMaggio. Joe struck out twice today. Bounced out to Jackson the other time. DiMaggio's up at the plate. Batting right-handed with two out and nobody on the base. Schumacher's ready to pitch. He hits the line over the shortstop's head at the same pitch. Out of the left center field. Left fielder comes up in it. Back into the infield. He's on his way to second. And he slides and he's safe at second. It's a two-bagger for DiMaggio. A line over the shortstop's head. Bartell leaps into the air to try to head it off, but couldn't. Left fielder Miller picked up the ball off the ground out there in left center field and fired it in, but DiMaggio was in at second base by a comfortable margin, and it's a two-base hit. Now there's a man out second with Lou Gehrig up. Man out second, and Lou Gehrig comes up now. DiMaggio on second base. Lou Gehrig is up with two outs. Schumacher gets ready. Throws his arms up in front of him. They're going to pitch to him. Here it is. First pitch is a little bit too low for a ball to Gehrig. And on second base with two gone here in the last half of the seventh. Lou Gehrig is up. Been up three times and he's made one hit. Here's the next pitch. Strike. Schumacher caught the corner that time. The outside corner at Gehrig's knees, and the count is 4-1 and strike one. Ball game is tied up at 4-4. Last half of the seventh inning of the fifth game of the World Series. Al Schumacher is ready again. Here's the next hit. Low ball outside above the knee makes it ball two and strike one. Schumacher pulls his pitching hand up to his mouth. Seemingly is blowing on his hand out there. Now he goes back, touches the rosin bag, puts his hand up to his mouth again. Now he has his glove off, and he's rubbing the ball around in his hand. Al has been many a spot out here today, and he's showed plenty of heart. Getting all set again. He's ready, here's the pitch. Fastball, he caught the corner on Gehrig again with a strike, and the count is 2-2.
Fastball. Over the outside corner, knee high. It's 2-2 on Gehrig. Gehrig turned around to talk to the umpire and to register a mild squawk. Joe DiMaggio is on second base. The ball game is tied up at 4-4. It's the last half of the seventh. Al Schumacher is getting his time to get arms up over his head, drops him down. He's ready. Here's the pitch. Outside of the knee, a ball. Mastuto tried to pull that one in a hurry. Try to make the pitch look good, but he couldn't fool the umpire, and it's kind of ball three and strike two. And now Gus walks out between the plate and the pitcher's mound to talk to Schumacher. Ball three and strike two. Last time up, Gary did a high-bounding ball to Whitehead and was thrown out. The time before that, he struck out with the bases loaded. The first time up, he singled. Then all the way around the third on his single, when Hot let the ball go through his leg. After 3-2 count on the batter, DiMaggio taking the long lead off on second base. It's the last half of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball four. He walked him. A wild pitch, very low and inside. The catcher Mancuso stabbed that ball with his fair hand. It would have been a wild pitch. The man on first and the man on second and brings up Dickey now. It's too long. There are two wonderful catchers in this series, Joe Dickey of the Yankees and Gus Mancuso of the Jazz. He gets a walk, two men on. Now Schumacher getting the pitch to Bill Dickey. Been up three times today, popped out, flied out, and struck out. Facing Hal Schumacher now in the last half of the seventh. Here's the pitch, a slow curve. Just missed the corner. Ball low. Ball one, just outside the knee. Schumacher looks back around the infield again. Takes a look at the scoreboard. DiMaggio's on second. Gehrig is on first. There's two gone in the last half of the seventh inning of this fifth game of the World Series. It's a tense moment here in New York. The pitch, fastball below his waist. Just between his waist and his knees, a fastball over the outside corner, and Bill watched his sail by, and umpire Fairman shoots his right fist up in the air, and it's a called strike. 1-1 on Bill Dickey now. Yankees great center field edging off the second base. Joe DiMaggio, score is tied at 4-4. Al Schumacher getting ready again. Here's the pitch. He just drives a big pitch that time around his knees, and the count is ball one and strike two. Al Schumacher hits the fast one in there that time with a big break on it, right in there on Dickey's knees over the outside corner, and the count is ball one and strike two. Two men on, two out, ball one and strike two on the batter. Now Schumacher gets ready again. Here's the next pitch.
It's a high foul. Back behind the plate. Mancuso's coming back. He caught it. Dickey fouled out to Mancuso. Right here below. It's off a little bit to the left. Just was looking right up into the sky. Right below us there. We could get a good look at him. And he caught that top foul off the bat of Bill Dickey to the higher inside. That's the end of the seventh inning. And I guess, Tony, we're seeing some ball game here today, aren't we?
Certainly are, Bob. Now, if you'd like proof of why the Lincoln Zephyr is tomorrow's car today, in performance, appearance, and comfort, ask any Lincoln Zephyr dealer to let you drive one. He'll be glad to. And now in the Yank half of that seventh inning, just batting, the first man up struck out, Rolf struck out, and Joe DiMaggio made his appearance up the plate, and he smacked the double down over short. Lou Gehrig followed, and he was walked. And then Dickey fouled out to Mancuso. The ball game is tied up at 4-4. We're going into the Giant half of the eighth inning. The Giants this afternoon scored 3 runs in the first and 1 in the sixth. The Yankees scoring 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and then tied up the ball game at 4-4 in their half of the sixth inning when they shoved it off 2 runs. Going into the Giant half of the eighth, and here's Bob Elson. Thank you, Tony. I was Tony Wakeman of W.L. Washington, my associate on the broadcast. We're going into the first half of the eighth inning. First man to come up for New York, Little Mel Ott. Ott drove a short hit into left field last time. Well, I want to tell you, if you haven't gathered it for yourself, that this is some ball game. Everybody in the Yankee Stadium is seated on the edge of their chairs. Here's Malone. First pitch is low and outside, a ball to Mel Ott. Malone pitching. Yankees have used two pitches.
tapping them below. Next pitch, fastball low and outside to Mellott. Ball two. Pancho Snyder, the guy coach at third, leaps into the air, waving his arms around to try to nettle Malone. That's the last inning, and retired the side and order, moved by Kevin Perry. Here's the next pitch. On hits a high fly in the center field. DiMaggio is moving over toward left center. He's under it. Has it for the first out. Mellott flies to DiMaggio in left center field. Here's Ripple. Ripple has a hit in the walk today.
Ball game is tied up at 4-4. First half of the eighth inning. Getting it time. Wind up on the pitch. It's a ball outside. Ball one. Thank you, Paul. That's out there. Winding up again. Here's the next pitch. Fast ball going outside the ball. Makes it 12-2. Center fielder, the Giants Ripple is up. Al Schumacher is pitched all the way against Rupson and Malone. Buddy again, here's the next pitch. Ripple takes a fastball on the outside corner at the knee for a called strike. Out is ball two and strike one. Yankees talk it up. Rolf at third. Petelli at short. Petelli at second. Derrick at first. Wind up on the pitch. Fastball low and outside. It's a third ball to Ripple. The count is 3-1. This single the first time, struck out the second time, walked the third time. He's up with one ball. Nobody on the bases for the Giants. Giants trying to crack the tie score as they can here in the eighth inning. Pat Malone is winding up again. Here's the next pitch. 5-4, up high, inside. Walked it. Here's Burgess Whitehead. Or Matt Tuchel, rather. Up first, and then Whitehead. Josh has been up three times today. First time he singled to right. Second time he doubled over third. Third time he laid down a sacrifice. Jumped now for the fourth time. The teammate on first base. One out in the eighth inning. Malone is ready to pitch. It's a high foul down the first baseline. Second baseman's going for it. He may get through it. He's over. He's over. And he slips. He couldn't get it. Mazzelli ran right to the railing with that ball, but couldn't strike it. It dropped between Mazzelli and the railing. And he's just about a foot away from him. He made a very nice try for the ball. One strike on Mancuso. Mazzelli was running full speed over the first base foul line, about 35 or 40 feet back of first over toward the railing, with his left hand outstretched, but couldn't quite get through it. Tom Malone is ready to pitch again to Guts. Going outside, a ball. Ball one, strike one. That takes a look at the base runner on first base. Center fielder Ripple who walked. The fast man. Next pitch to Matt. Oh, Kipchak. Kipchak called for the wide one that time, figuring the Ripple might try to go down. But the Giants are soon enough that they still get the arm. And they're playing it safe. Ready is the next pitch. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. He's ready to move in fast. That put it over the second out. Back over the first base. Out. Double play. Mancuso hit into a fast double play. A roller to Pacetti to punch the ground all the way out. Shot pitch ball. And it was turned into a fast double play. Pacetti to Rosario to Gehrig. And it retires the flag.
In the ground off the eighth inning, Mellott the first man up, slide out to Joe DiMaggio in left center. Ripple, walk, and Mancuso hit into a double play, retiring the side. Going into the last bat of the eighth inning, the ball game is still tied up at 4-0. Giants scoring 3 in the first, 1 in the sixth, the Yanks scoring 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 2 runs in the sixth. I'll pass the eighth, and here's Bob Ellis.
Well, the New York Giants are on the field. Thanks for coming up. First man to bat will be Belford. He's got a perfect day at the plate. A home run, a walk, and a single.
Giants getting all set. Well out in right field. Ripple in center field. One more in left field. No carry at first. Burgess Whitehead second. Good shot, tall short. Travis Jackson third.
Marker pitching and Gus Mancuso catching. The only player on the team out on the field in the sun is the left fielder Moore.
Center fielder Ripple is in the shade. Right fielder is in the shade. Been in the shade all afternoon, and the infield is entirely submerged with shade. Sun is just out of the spot in left field. Here's Selkirk up. George has number three in the back of his uniform. Black cap, black stockings. Now he's up there facing Schumacher. First pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, knee high for a called strike on Selkirk. The score is tied at 4-4. Here's the windup on the next pitch. There's a high infield fly. Right in front of the plate, a little bit down the first baseline. Mancuso's under it and caught it. 20 feet down the first baseline, 5 feet inside the line. A high pop fly in third territory is caught by Mancuso, retiring Selkirk for the first out. One gone. Next man to come up is Jake Powell. He flied out, he walked, and he beat out an infield hit. That was the hit on which Jackson made the wild throw. Here's Powell up now. Schumacher's ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball. He swung hard that time. The old sinker. And he missed it for a strike. Keep a drop on that one. Schumacher's ready again. Here's the next pitch to Powell. Same run, and he struck at it again and missed it. Two strikes. Warren, does he have speed behind that one? Powell says, let's take a look at the ball to the umpire. He throws it in. Seemingly okay, and the umpire, Mr. Furman of the National League, gives it back to the catcher who steps out in front of the plate and throws the ball back to Hal Schumacher. Two strikes on Powell. One out of nobody on the bases in the last half of the eighth. Strike three. Struck him out. He threw a fitter ball at him that time. Right above his knees over the outside corner. Powell swung and missed, striking out. Two gone. Here's Lazzari. Tony walked the first time, hit into a force play the second time. The third time, he drove a hit into right field on the ground that scored the tying run of the game. Berry batting. Two out of nobody on the base. Here's the pitch. Fastball, low inside, a ball to Lazzari. Schumacher takes a couple of kicks out there at the turf around the pitching rubber. Looks back at the shortstop. Turns around now to face the hitter. Lazzari is up. There's two out here in the last half of the eighth inning of this fifth game of the World Series. Score tied at 4-4. The pitch. Fastball. He hit the high bounding ball to Bartell up with it. There goes the ball over the first base. He's out. Bartell to Terry. And it retires the side. At the end of the eighth inning, the ball game tied up at 4-4. And here's Tony Wicks.
Every day you drive your present car, it decreases in value. Take advantage of the Ford dealer's nationwide used car clearance sale now in progress to get a better used car. Look in your local newspaper for special bargains in R&G used cars. They are renewed and guaranteed. In the Yank after the eighth inning, Selkirk the first man up. Line out to, or rather sent up the high one in front of the plate. He's taken by Mancuso. Then Powell struck out. Lazzari was out. Bartell to Terry retiring the side. We're going in out of the giant half of the ninth inning. The ball game is still tied up at 4. Now the Yankees are out there on the field. Big fish Pat Mahomes is looking over to the catcher. First man to bat will be the second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Hitting is up at the plate. It's the ninth inning of the fifth game of the World Series. Ball game is tied up at 4-4. Tom Malone is ready to pitch to Whitehead. He touched on Powell off there to the right, a pop-up. Didn't go high enough into the end of the line, but he could get under it. Back in front of Mr. Hyde and went right over near the giant dugout. There's Pat Freddy Fitzsimmons. Seated down there in the giant dugout, simply watching play. Freddy came up with a beautiful pitch ball game in this World Series, but lost it. 2-1. Malone is ready as the next pitch to Whitehead. There's a long fly ball back into right fielder. The right fielder Selkirk is under it and has the ball for the first out. Whitehead hit a long fly to Selkirk for the first out. Brings up Jackson. Jackson up. Here's
Jack facing the mound.
Half winding up, there's a pitch. There's a high foul up into the upper tier of the box seats down the first baseline. One strike on Private Jack. One out. Nobody on the bases in the first half of the ninth inning. Ball game tied up at 4-4. Schumacher sits all the way against Ruffing and Malone. Here's the windup in the next pitch. Jackson punts one right out in front of the plate. Malone picks it up, gets it over to first base. He's out. Malone to Gary. Jackson punted and was thrown out on a fast play. Malone to Gary. He punted to the left of the plate. Almost after the pitching spot, Malone moves to his right, picks it up, and threw him out. With Al Schumacher getting a strong hand, and the lad certainly deserves it. He pitched a wonderful game out here today. No matter who you'd like to see win the World Series, the Yankees or the Giants, couldn't help but feel as this crowd does about Schumacher's pitching performance out here today. First pitch is low, ball one. Pat Malone, right-hander on the mound. Here's the next pitch. There's a high foul up into the stands, right here to the left. Ball one, strike one on Schumacher. 4-5 at 4-4. Schumacher stands in the batter's box, getting all ready. Ball set, here comes the next pitch. Foul, hit way down the right field line up into the upper tier. Drops into the lower stand now. Ball one and strike two for Schumacher. Pat Malone walks around out there, takes his time getting ready. He picks the seventh, eighth, and the ninth inning so far, and the Giants haven't made a hit off it. Pat's getting his time again. He's already out there now. Here's the pitch. Strike three, struck him out, a fastball right around his knee. Schumacher is called out on strike. Pat Malone threw in a fastball right around his knees, and he struck him out at the end of the first half of the match.
Now we'll pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN Tribune Square, Chicago.
Giants went down 1-2-3 in their half of the ninth inning. Whitehead flied out to Selkirk. Jackson was out, Malone to Gehrig, and Schumacher struck out. We're going into the Yankee half of the ninth. The ball game tied up 4-4.
First man to bat now for the Yankees in the ninth inning is Pat Malone. Here he comes out. He's greeted with a mixed chorus of booms and applause. Here's Malone coming up. Here's Malone up. Now Schumacher's ready to pitch the bat. He's batting left-handed. First pitch he swung at. Big bat went around that time. Missed it. One strike. Now he turns around and kids with the umpire, Furman. Schumacher's ready again. Here's the next pitch. He drives the hit in the left field. Pat Malone drives the hit over the third base to Pitt into left field. Malone singles to left field. A sharp hit to the third baseman's left. A liner over his head. The man on first base for the Yankees and brings up the shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Man on first base. Nobody out here in the last half of the ninth inning with the score tied at 4-4. The Yankees win this game. The World Series is over. The Giants win. It stands 3-2. Harry comes over to talk to Hal Schumacher. He said he is up. He's been up four times today. He reached first once on an error. He struck out three times. Now Schumacher's ready to pitch. First pitch is high and outside. A ball. Ball one. Malone
single shot lead to left field to start the last half of the ninth for the Yankees. Game tied up at 4-4. Schumacher's getting set out there again. Here's the next pitch. He bunts one down the first baseline. Perry picks it up, gets it back to second. It's out. Perry to Bartell. Machete fronted down the first baseline. Perry moved in fast. Picked up the ball 10 feet inside the first baseline. Midway between first base and the plate. And forced Malone at second base. Perry to Bartell. Machete, of course, is safe at first. Here's Ralph. Red Ralph up, the left-handed hitter. Been up four times today and has made two hits. He beat out a beautiful drag punt for his second hit today. Fast man on first as a throw. Back safely. Frankie Crisetti attempted sacrifice was turned into a force play, forcing Big Pat Malone at second. Giants could work easily on the play because Malone is a big, slow man. The pitch. Ralph swung right around his knees and missed it. One strike. The ninth inning. Yankees batting with a man on first. The game tied up at 4-4. Fifth game of the World Series. Schumacher touches the rosin bag. Steps back onto the pitching rubber again. It's all set. There's a ground ball between first and second. Whitehead is up with him over to second out. Back over to first base. No double play. Whitehead to Bartell to Perry. It's out of second.
Ground ball hit sharply between first and second. Whitehead covered it. Two at the Bartell. Forcing Crisetti at second base. Bartell fired it back to Perry. They're trying to get his man, a fast man, but Ralph is too fast, and they couldn't double him up. So Ralph is on first, and the center fielder, Joe DiMaggio, is up. Joe's been up four times today. Made one hit. He struck out twice. Go to first base. The runner's back in the bag in a hurry. Kelly throws the ball back to Schumacher. Throwing on his kicking hand out there. The air is kind of cool now and crisp here in the Yankee Stadium. There's a throw to first base. Maybe the fans put their top coats back on. And on first base, and DiMaggio is up. Last half of the ninth inning. Schumacher bearing down. Here's the pitch. Fast ball in a little bit too close. At the waist. Ball one on DiMaggio. And Cusco says something to the pitcher, and then closing the ball. Tied up at 4-4. The Yankees let off with a hit. Malone singled. But there's two out now, and a man on first. Ralph is on first base. Schumacher's getting his sign again. Next pitch is low and inside. A hole to Joe. Makes it 4-2. Joe DiMaggio's up. Joe steps out of the batter's box now. Drives his hands carefully. Now he's getting up in there again. DiMaggio rolled out the first time up to Jackson. The second time he struck out. The third time he struck out. The fourth time he lined a two-bagger over Bartell's head. Schumacher's ready. Here comes the next pitch. He's thrown and foul tipped the ball. Popped out of Gus Francisco's hands. He rolls off there to the right. Ball two and strike one on Joe DiMaggio. Yankees, great center fielder. Next moment here in the Yankee Stadium in New York City. Ball game is in the last half of the ninth inning. It's the fifth game of the World Series. With the Yankees needing only one, needing this game to win. Giants needing this game and two more. Here's the next pitch. DiMaggio takes a fast ball in a little bit too close to the knee. It's ball three, and the count is now 3-1. 3-1 for Joe DiMaggio. Steps out of the batter's box now. Let's go with the dugout. See whether the looks down the third baseline for Coach. Can't tell whether the fake sign is on or whether it's a sign is to hit the first good one. Well, we'll know right away. Now Schumacher's getting all ready out there. Runner on first base has a short lead. Pitch is low, he walks in. Rolling inside, DiMaggio gets the baseline ball. There's Lou Gehrig coming up.
Herring. Come in the box. Two men on for the Yankees. Two out. Last half of the ninth inning. Terry is over talking to Schumacher now. There's Bill going back toward first. Well, let's see what Gary gets done today. He got to hit the first time, the second time he struck out, the third time he rolled out, and the fourth time he was passed. Here's Gary Gutt.
Ball game is tied up at 4-4. Redroff on second. Joe DiMaggio on first. Schumacher's ready. Here's the pitch.
Hit the ground ball. The right head up to this. Over the first base. He fires the ball. Here's the ground ball between first and second. Whitehead came up with a tool over to Terry. And it retired the side. And now, Tony, will you please take it while I get my nerves back in shape?
Okay, Bob, we're all on the edge of our chairs there. Some of the fans here even covered up their heads with their overcoats. They didn't want to look. Ford V8 economy is traditional Ford all-around economy. Low first cost, low upkeep cost, low operating cost, and low depreciation give you more miles per dollar when you drive a Ford V8. And here's what happened in that ninth inning for the Yankees. Malone, the first man up, smacked one out to left. It was good for a single. Cassati hit down the first baseline. Terry tossed the Bartell at second. And Malone was fourth at second. Ralph hit the wide head. He tossed over to Bartell at second. And Cassati was fourth. Joe DiMaggio walked. Up came Lou Gehrig. He smacked one down to Whitehead, who shoveled up the ball, tossed it over to manager Bill Terry at first for the foot out, and retiring the side. And what a ball game it is. It's tied up now at 4-4, and we're going into the Giant half of the 10th inning. This afternoon, the Giants scored 3 runs in the first, 1 run in the sixth, and the Yanks scored 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 2 runs in the sixth. We're going in now to the Giant half of the 10th inning, and it's tied up at 4-4. Well, all I can hear around here are rumors of who won a ball game. This is the shortest game I've ever seen. Mora, he slams a fly ball down the left field line. A ball that hits on the playing field and then goes into the stand is automatically a two-base hit according to baseball rules. A lot of people start hauling four mil around here, but no, it's a two-base hit. Any ball that hits inside, fair in the playing field, and bounces into the stand is automatically a two-base hit. That rule is very clearly defined, and there's no spot here for dispute. It's a two-base hit by Joe Moore to start the 10th inning. Here's Bartella. In the excitement here, Tony Wakeman just spilled a cup of coffee on my lap. And it was cold coffee, and it's pretty cold here in the playground, or in the stadium. Now there's a man on second base. Here's a pitch to Bartell, front down the third base line. Ralph is in fast, over the first base. He's out. What a fast play. Ralph to Missouri. Joe Moore is on third now. The next man to come up is the manager, Bill Terry. That time with a two-bagger down the left field line that bounced into the stand. Then the next man up, Bartell sacrificed. So there's a man on third now with Terry coming up. Man on third now in the 10th inning. Bobby Yankee infield is drawn in close. Pat Malone is out there on the mound for the Yankees. Ralph, Missouri, Cassetti and Gehrig drawn in. Here's a pitch out of Terry. Hit the foul high up into the stands off there to the left. All eyes are turned up. Watch the surface of the ball. Hit upstairs and drop down with the aisleway down below. Fifth game of the World Series is in the 10th inning. The Giants have Joe Moore on third. Joe comes through with a second double today. Over the third baseman, Ted, way down the line, as Johnson hits the box seat for a two-bagger. Bartell advancing to third base with a perfect sacrifice. Down the third base line, and hits Ross him up with a fast play. He's got a fast man. And that's the pitcher now in the 10th inning. With a man on third, here's Terry up. Terry today has been hitless 4 times up without anything
It's a foul again into the stand. Two strikes on Perry. Lou Gehrig leans forward over there, taps his glove with his fair hand, shoots his fair fist up into the air, shouting words of encouragement to Pat Malone. Yankee Stadium just teeming with excitement here. What has been the greatest game of the series? Tied up at 4-4 with Joe Moore, the left fielder, on third base, and Bill Terry up. Pitches wide, a fastball, makes it ball one and strike two. Pat Malone looks around at his teammates drawn in close. They all talk it up, sharp words of encouragement to him. Gehrig, Luzzeri, Cassetti, and Walt. The outfielder's power is playing Terry way over near the left field line. DiMaggio's playing him in dead center. Selkirk has moved in and hits with Terry in right field. There's one gone and a man on third with the game tied up at 4-4 in the 10th inning. Malone is ready to pitch. Terry takes a low one outside for another ball. The count is 2-2. Next man to come up is Mellott, the giant right fielder. Roth is shouting over there. Cassetti, a regular pepper pot out there on the Yankee infield, keeps up the old chatter. It seems he's been talking incessantly ever since this series started. He's a great player, and he shows plenty of stuff to the fans here in this World Series. Here's a pitch to Perry. Outside, the knee, a ball, makes it 3-2. Wide at the knee, makes it ball 3-2. The umpire is drawing a line now for the Yankees, showing them where that ball went by. Roman Dickey claimed to cut the corner waist high, up by a Thurman, leans over and draws a line with his finger, showing him that it's missed the corner by an inch or two. Pat Malone is standing on the home plate here, right below us, talking to him. The 3-2 count on Perry, who says nothing, of course, but listens to the argument with an attentive ear. Well, gee, this has been a thriller. Boy, now the old staccato copies from the Giants fans. These Giants have put up a fight today. Really put up a battle. Pat Malone is getting ready. Here's the next pitch to Perry. Hits a high fly. Way out in left center field. Watch the man from third now. DiMaggio catches the ball on the run. Here he's coming in. And he scores. The Giants are leading 5-4. Perry slapped the fly ball into left center field to DiMaggio. He caught the ball on the run from center field, running into left center, and consequently was running toward the third baseline when he caught the ball and had to stop, turn around suddenly, and fire the ball into the infield. But to get a fast man like Joe Moore, especially when you're off balance and out of line to throw the ball, is impossible. Moore scores easily, and the Giants are ahead 5-4. Now there's two outs. Here's Calada. Pat Malone, all right-hander. Hails from out of Youngstown, Ohio, down the mound. Heavy cut fellow. Well, the tenth inning of a whale of a ball game here. Here comes the next pitch. Fastball to Little Mel. Rolling outside, a ball. Ball one. Pat Malone takes his time out there again. Getting ready. Giants have scored here on a hit, a sacrifice, and a long fly. Hot stepped away from the pitch is right over the plate. Ball strike. The count is 1-1. Ball one and strike one. That hit of Joe Moore's is the only hit that the Giants have made off of Malone in 4 innings. Batter's winding up again. Here's the next pitch. Over the plate, he hits a high top fly. Third base to Ralph is coming down toward the plate. Under it, has the ball 15 feet inside the third base line. Exactly midway between the plate and third base, and it retires the side. Giants go into the lead in the first half of the 10th inning by a score of 5-4. And now there'll be a brief pause for station identification. This is the 5th game of the World Series. It's now an extra inning from the first half of the 10th. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN Tribune Square, Chicago.
And what excitement we had tonight.
man up. Moore sent one down the left field line and took a hop, bounced into the boxes. Everybody thought it was a home run, but according to the ground rules, he stood for a double. Bartell followed, he hunted down the third baseline, dropped him in fast, doubled up, shot it over to Lou Gehrig for the putout, and Moore raced down to third on the play. And up came Terry, flied out to DiMaggio, and Moore scored after the catch, putting the Giants out in front 5-4. Now out the next man up, Foster off, retiring to side. We're going into the last half of the 10th inning. Score, the Giants 5, the Yankees 4, and turning you back over to Bob Elliott.
Thank you, Tony. Here's the last half of the 10th inning coming up now, ladies and gentlemen. First man about is Phil Dickey, the catcher. My nerves are afraid to a frazzle here today. In this fifth game of the World Series, this game and the Fitzsimmons game have really been tortures. The other games, of course, like the Giants game in the first game, and the other games were all one-sided. Here's the first pitch to Bill Dickey. It's over the plate and hit the ground ball to Terry. That's going to have to get down, pick it up. It's over the first. He takes it first. He beat it out for a hit. Takes it first. Hit a ground ball to Terry. Well back of the bag. Terry knocked the ball down and couldn't find it. Recovered the ball and got it to the pitcher Schumacher, who covered first base. And it's a hit. The official scorer gives Dickey a hit. Last half of the 10th inning, Phil Dickey drove one down the first baseline, a high bounding ball, hit very hard. Terry slapped the ball down to his right a couple of feet, couldn't find the ball, looked to his left first. Finally, they hollered at him. He picked it up and threw the ball to Schumacher, who came over fast, but he missed the man, and the official scorer put it, Dickey with a hit. Here's Phil Kirchhoff. Giants are ahead 5-4, last half of the 10th. He swung all the way around that time, trying to get it a ride, and he missed it. Well, it's plenty dangerous up there. Outfielders moved around to the right for him. Schumacher takes his time, getting all ready out there again. Here's the next pitch. Hits a high foul right behind the plate. Schumacher is backing up here. He is looking right up into the sky, and he has it for the first shot. He caught the ball to the left of the plate and about 25 feet from the plate. Just to the left, that is right in line with the first base line. Moving about 25 feet to the left of the plate, right in line with first base, about 25 feet away. It's an easy, high pop foul for Mancuso, and there's one gone. Down on first base and foul is up. Down first base is a short lead. Al's getting a sign out there. He's all set. Hit. He swung hard that time. Trying to connect with that hook of Schumacher's, and he missed it. And it'll be outside corner knee high with a very big break on the ball. Schumacher walks back and touches the rosin bag. Yankees use two pitchers today, Ruffing and Malone. Schumacher has pitched all the way for the Giants. Game is in the last half of the 10th inning with Powell up. Next pitch, low outside, a ball. Mancuso cocks his arm, ready to fire the ball to first base, but the runner moves back to the bag in a hurry. Schumacher's getting his sign out there again. Runner on first base is a short leadoff. Powell, the left fielder, is batting. Here's the pitch, inside, high, close to the batter. Makes it 4-2 and strike one for Jake. Jake has made one hit today, struck out, fried out, and walked. Schumacher walks back, touches the rosin bag. Powell is out of the batter's box. A runner going out for Dickey. Speed. He used to be in the American League with Cleveland. He was just recalled from the International League. Speed is running for Dickey. Speed, an outfielder. This is the same Bob Speed he used to be with Cleveland. Out of ball, 2-1. The pitch, he hits a high fly in the left field. Left fielder is coming in over near the line. He's under it. Has it for the second out. Powell slide out to Joe Moore. One more out now. This ball game will be over. Here's Lazare coming up.
It's a high short fly to the left field line. Moore moved over fast and in fast. He caught the ball, standing under it. Easy catch for the second out. Giants are leading 5-4 in the last half of the 10th inning. Al Schumacher has withstood the barrage of these Yankee guns here today in the Yankee Stadium. Come up with a marvelous pitching performance. Ruffing also picks a fine, creditable game. Now on first base, here's the pitch. Flies right over the plate. Of course, from the Giants' viewpoint, when the Giants pitcher stops the Yankees, he stops more. The way these Yankees have been hitting and slugging that ball, the Giants haven't been hitting. Bob Speed's on first base. Running for Dickey. Schumacher's getting his sign out there again. Lazaria's up. There's two gone here in the last half of the tenth. Here comes the next pitch. There's the runner going down to second base. He's out of second base, and the game is over. The pitch was a ball. The runner going down to second base was out. The game is over, and the Giants defeated the Yankees by a score of 5-4. Now there's, I'm going to have Tony listen to the official score on that play. The pitch was outside, knee high. The batter did not swing. There were two strikes on Lazzari. He did not swing. And I'm sure that it was a ball. The runner going down was out of second base. And the throw from that shoots on the Whitehead. And that out of second base was the out that retired the side and ended the fifth game of the World Series. The put out of second base. Steve's attempting to go down on the pitch, which was outside. It was a ball. It was very close at the knee. He was going down, and he slid into second base and was out. Nancy Cuso to Whitehead retires the side, and the fifth game of the World Series is over. The winning pitcher, of course, is Al Schumacher, and the losing pitcher, Pierce Pat Malone. What a wonderful game here today. This is Bob Elson, who's had the pleasure of describing the play-by-play for you. I do hope that you all enjoyed our story of the game. And now here's my associate, Tony Wakeman of Station WOL in Washington, and I think Tony will agree with me that we've seen some battle here today.
Well, Bob, we certainly have. It was a grand, grand ball game. The Giants started out by scoring 3 runs in the first inning. The Yankees came back, scored 1 in the second and 1 in the third. Then the Giants got out in front by a 4-2 count in the sixth inning, and the Yankees tied up the ball game in their half with 6 by shoving across 2 runs. And it was nip and tuck going into the 10th inning. The Giants put across 1 run, and of course the Yankees failed to score in their half of the 10th inning, and the ball game ended up the New York Giants. 5 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors. The Yankees, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. I'll repeat that for you. The Giants, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors. The Yankees, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. And another World Series game goes into the record book. The Ford Motor Company and the Ford and Lincoln Vesta dealers of America have brought you these play-by-play descriptions of the 1936 World Series game. The play-by-play announcer this afternoon, Bob Elson of WGN Chicago, and the title is given by mutual state commentator, Gabriel Heater of WOR New York. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:15, the Ford and Lincoln Vesta dealers of America will broadcast the 6th game of the 1936 World Series. We hope that you'll be with us then. And in the meantime, watch the bullets go by. Tony Wakeman speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN Tribune Square, Chicago.